On this episode of the Minnesota Rundown, E. White on the mic from KDWB joins the show to talk about the big weekend in Minnesota football. We discuss some college football team names, Eric's time on the radio, Malik Beasley's crazy situation, and we give our social simp and boom and bust for the week. All that and more on the Minnesota Rundown.
This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by
10,000 Takes. 10,000 Takes.
Featuring JJ, the best damn journalist to ever do it.
10,000 Takes.
And Bossman, who runs the fucking company.
10,000 Takes.
10,000 Takes.
This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by
10,000 Takes.
10,000 Takes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown, presented by, of course, 10,000 Takes, 10K Takes for short, if you want to call it a nice, short, simpler name. I am, of course, JJ Journalist Jake, the best damn journalist to ever do it. I'm alongside, joined by Wags and Boss Man. We have a special guest with us tonight. We have E. White on the mic from KDWB. What's going on,
dude, man? Dude, hardcore flex with the name. I like it. Journalist yeah. Jake, best journalist in the game. Like, listen, I like the confidence, bro. Yes.
Yep. Until I'm not, though. I'm best journalist until yeah, we all thrive point. On that.
Keep flexing. Yes. No, thanks for having me, boys. This is sick.
Yeah. We love it. We love it. So is your I found myself calling you Eric White, which is yes. that your first name?
My first name is Eric. Yeah. So
I got it right somewhere.
That was my email. Yeah. I should have sent you another email.
That was a shot in the dark. We were like, dude, what's his first fucking name?
I don't know
what his first name is.
And I don't know why I thought that, but I think it was just a guess. It just flowed right.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm right.
I used to just try to hide it. I used to think it was like cool to be like ambiguous and shit, and then yeah. it was just like,
you ain't get my first name.
Yeah, exactly. He's like
not doing that.
Just
shit.
Like, what's the E stand for? Fucking electric. I don't know. Like, you know, it's just
well, could have we roll with it.
Yeah.
No, and then one day when you're famous enough, you can have people pay you. Like, you can be like, well, you got to pay $10 if you really want to know. And they're like, I'm dying to know. It's fucking killing me. What is your first name?
You're not getting it.
You're like, yeah. Here's my Venmo.
Yeah, you're right.
How'd you end up coming up with E White on the mic? Now, obviously, your name is Eric White.
Right. Like, right.
On the mic stuff come
You know what, dude, I just kind of thought of like different, like, I was going through like so many different names. Like, anytime I was in a different market, I would just change it to like E White, and then it would be like the area code. So like, I'm from Philly, E White 215 is in Des Moines, E White 515.
Sounds like a rapper. That's
yeah. It sounded too much like a SoundCloud rapper, and I was straight like, fuck it, I gotta change it up. Yeah, exactly. so I went with E White on the mic. It was just like, alright, this rhymes, this would be sick. So yeah, you
it
know?
Plays
it rolls off the tongue.
Plays.
It really does.
It's
yeah.
memorable, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't forget that.
Before
yeah.
you showed up, all of us were like, E White on the mic. We were just yeah. loving it.
I was just doing like, it's like, it's like it just has that like that J-Rock vibe from Trailer Park Boys.
Yes.
Yo, what's going on, J-Rock?
E-White on the mic. Mask.
E-White on the mic. But yeah.
Oh, man.
We just love it. Rolls off the tongue. Again, it's perfect. I think you got your nickname for life now.
Straight up,
yeah,
dude. Seriously.
I'd stick with that. It plays.
Hit the air horns in the background.
E-White on the mic.
Oh, the John Cena.
It's John Cena.
John Cena.
John Cena.
Do, do, do.
Oh my gosh! But no, it's a good bit. I think it fits you well. And like we said, I mean, we'll definitely, you know, plug your what you do a lot. But you know, you're on KDWB. People
yes,
can listen to you every weeknight. What, from six to
midnight? Yes,
six to midnight. Hearing the commentary, DJing up in that moth.
Yeah, you know, just like playing a bunch of sleepers. Playing a bunch of sleepers.
I'm in my J-Rock moment.
You
I'm
are.
Like, I feel
character.
Like E-White on the mic and J-Rock. I went as J-Rock for Halloween.
Sick.
I don't know how executed it was, but that's what I went as. So it's kind
we
of like
skipped Halloween
ego.
This year, but like most years, like I'm usually like 90s cartoons, and it's like me and my friends did all like Rocket Power one year.
Yeah.
That was like a power move, bro. Like seriously, so I respect that. Yeah. My buddies were Trevor and Corey one year.
There's always a group that does Trailer Park Boys.
You
like,
have
I
to.
I had a friend in college who was like kind of a stockier guy, like kind of muscly, and he wore like a tight black shirt and a chain and did the Julian look and just nailed it.
My one of them was Bubbles too, and so like he had just like Coke bottle glasses. He got from like his grandpa.
Oh,
and
he
like rocked the hell out of
you
it.
Have
I was
to,
like, bro.
You have to see his Bubbles impression. You
got
to do it.
Oh, gosh. Dude.
Yeah, you should
I was
going
to say, we got
right
time
now.
For it. Let's get it.
Hey there, guys. So J-Rock and his friends are making a porno, and the whole idea got me pretty damn frisky, too. I'm pretty damn frisky. Ricky, you can't be doing that. Julian,
Yeah. Like, you want to do my promos for the game, for the show? You know, we could do that.
Like, he went on the mic. Oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
That's pretty fucking
cool. He's pretty dope. Giving me liquor. He's got some pets in the studio.
That's a pretty fucking cool kitty right there.
That's a cool fucking kitty right there. Same as Shit Rock.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be funny.
All the suburban moms would just be like, what the fuck is happening?
What the fuck is it? All the Karens? What the fuck is happening?
God,
right
dude.
Now?
Pissing Karens off like all the time. That's like half my job.
Dude,
seriously.
That's what you got to do. It's supposed to be
they're
the
just
radio.
Like, I don't want my kids listening to this shit.
Oh, well, yeah. Then turn it off.
You're like listening to DaBaby. Like, I don't want my kids listening to this shit.
I don't listen
Cardi
to this
shit.
But also, like, can your kids listen? That way my ratings are good and I can keep getting paid. Thanks. That'd be awesome. Bye.
Yeah, please keep tuning in.
Please keep tuning in.
They bleep out the swear words. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all good. You know, I only talk about, like, falling asleep in a strip club once or twice a week. Not me, personally, but other people. You know, we rock with
it. I was going to say.
I've done it, but, like.
I was in a strip club 2 weeks ago. Or for Halloween. And I was dressed as a hot dog. Jake was with me.
Nice.
But he was dressed as J-Rock. But he looked pretty normal. Like, all he had to do was take off the visor, but like I'm a fucking hot dog.
Yeah, you're a wiener in a literal.
And literally, the strippers are walking like putting by, a hat on a hat, and they're like giggling at me, and I'm like, "Yeah, I know it's funny, but like I didn't realize that no one else at the strip club would be wearing a costume."
You should have been. That was a perfect opportunity all night to be like, "Touch my wiener," you know?
Yeah, well, true.
I was gonna
true.
Say,
yeah,
ask me about my wiener. Yeah. Seriously, shout out to Accepted.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh, no. Yes. What up?
That was early Jonah Hill.
That was Jonah Hill with Justin Long. Shit.
Yeah, dude.
That was like that cult movie. But yes. I was realized that would have been more fitting if we went to Deja Vu because they serve.
Oh,
because
they do free hot dogs after
they do
midnight.
The free hot dog bit.
We Bubba, our big guy. We said that's like his end game of a career. It's like he's that guy who just sits there handing out hot dogs but the guy like wears a suit too, which just makes it even funnier. It's just like so difficult to understand what that vibe is, but you're just like
Bubba would totally do it.
Oh my God, I love
it. You'd do it in a heartbeat, which is because it's all him. Like you wonder how many people would take this bit of wearing a suit in a strip club and handing out hot dogs, but he's the guy that would do it. He's that person. Like, this is why these jobs are filled, because you have people like Bubba.
Exactly.
And they want to do it. They want
someone's
got to
do it, man.
Someone's got to do it.
Do the dirty work.
But let's move away from that shit. Let's actually get into the big Minnesota weekend
huge.
In football.
Yeah, huge.
Massive.
We're turning into a football state again. Everybody's happy because the Gophers won and the Vikings won. I think the you know, Vikings now defeated two divisional opponents 2 weeks in a row. You got the Packers last week, and now the Lions. They defeated them on Sunday. This kicking their ass.
Now they have the Bears this week.
Now they have the Bears this week.
Right.
They're on a roll.
There should be a trend. There should be an alternative way to win the division, right? So the first way is you win the most games out of anyone in the division. Mm. The second way is if you beat every other team in the division, you automatically win it. It's like a backdoor kind of rule.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting.
Regardless, the Vikings will lose every game outside of their divisional play, but they'll beat. Aren't they undefeated? No, they lost the Packers.
What if the only wins they got were? Well, I know they beat Houston, but what if the only wins they got were divisional and they went 4-12?
Jesus.
But they were like, dude, subsection 6, like they technically just won the division.
Per subsection 6 that was just added and hidden.
Like Green Bay, you better get ready for that wild card spot. You better start fighting for that shit.
We get home field advantage because we won. No, it doesn't matter if you won the division. We won most of our games. We had the best record divisionally, so we automatically we get that home field advantage. But the Vikings making the playoffs at 4-12, if there was actually a rule like that. Well, what's the deal with the NFC East? Someone could technically get in at like 5-11 or win the division at 4-12 or 5-11.
They could host a playoff game with that record.
Oh my God.
So they could get a home field advantage.
It doesn't matter as much
that's
this
one
year,
thing.
Obviously, but yeah. Still, just the fact that a 5-11 team could literally host a playoff
game—it's
that exposing the rules right there. That has to get changed in the NFL.
I mean, we were already talking about it last year when the Eagles won the division with a 9-7 record. Same vibe there, you know. So yeah,
and even even like the AFC or the NFC South, they've had a few years where like Carolina won at like 7-9 or.
Right.
Bananas.
That were like 6-8-1 or whatever.
The ties are so stupid. Can we get rid of
that
too?
Oh God.
Let's do it like college football. I'm always down for some extra ball.
I'm same for sure. I think it should be like you both get a chance to score. I don't think you should do like, you know, put it on
the
25.
20,
that's
yeah,
stupid.
That's
dumb.
That's a little over the top.
It's like a shootout, like in hockey. Like I think they're just
it
bullshit.
Should be able to go to two overtimes.
At least.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't do like first one to score, this touchdown wins. Like,
you know, I wouldn't be like opposed to like a shootout type system in the NFL for overtime. Like you start at the 10, you get one play, you know, each team gets one play to score a touchdown, and just keeps going until they win, kind of like hockey, right?
What did I hear? Like, didn't they change the college football rules where if it's like past like five overtimes, they literally do like a shootout, like a 2-point conversion shootout.
Yeah.
Two yeah,
yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah,
they
yeah.
just added that. I'm like, that's crazy.
I was kind of hoping for that last night, you know, with Clemson and Notre Dame. You were just hoping to actually pull that off, see what it would look
see
like.
What
you know?
I don't think the team has got that far, at least games that we're not watching, whatever. But that would have been so cool. Like, that's a new. Can you imagine though, if they did like a shootout in football where it's really like. You know, like a wide receiver or running back against like one cornerback or something, that they try to run in the end zone from the 30 or something. That'd be so fucking weird, like a shootout like system. But they, in general, I think the NFL, like that tie bullshit is so annoying. Like they just keep playing, just keep playing, like
it
or
just, well,
do 10-minute quarters.
The records, then you have that one there.
It's so annoying. You'd rather just have a loss.
It's more just an inconvenience. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they should do a kickoff. I think that just like, you know, kickers going back and forth at one point.
A kickoff.
Or see it. Do you guys remember what the XFL used to do back in like the 90s for the kickoff?
Yeah.
So each team would elect a player to start in their end zone, and they'd start on opposite ends of the end zone. They'd put the ball in the middle of the field, and then both people would run at the ball, and the first one to get it would people would get injured doing that.
Yeah,
two guys running at each other at full speed going for one object in the middle. That's a horrible idea, but it'd be kind of funny to see that.
That would be entertaining to watch, but there would be a hell of a lot of injuries and then more people going after football for creating a hectic and violent environment. But
that is a pretty
clown
rule, though, that they even have that in the first place. You could tell the XFL did not give a fuck about player safety.
No, they didn't give
a fuck. Vince McMahon, bro. Let's be real here.
That's what they're thriving on, that violent factor. They wanted that, you know, shock value of bringing people in to watch it. I mean,
and that was like attitude error. Yeah, it was like attitude error. Like, it was literally like, all right, like, let's just go ahead and just rough everybody up for real.
Yeah,
let's just flip the system upside down. And the XFL was still kind of trying to do that when they were a thing in 2019.
Yeah.
They're coming back.
They're back. The Rock.
The COVID ruined it, but The Rock's coming, bringing it back. That's too bad because that league, I feel like, was doing pretty well compared to, like, past leagues, like, you know.
AFF
other leagues that tried to start, like, independently, and like the AF was terrible, executed poorly. The XFL was doing well, it was getting decent ratings, and like I would tune in actually some games. I'm like, this is entertaining how they would like they would interview players right after a touchdown. The rules were just media rules were nothing.
Do you guys remember in the first game, XFL first game, that first sideline interview, one of the linemen was just like, yeah, you know, we're just out here doing our job, and you know, sometimes that requires a little fucking extra effort. Just dropped an F-bomb. I remember some like ESPN reporter tweeted like 5 minutes into the first ever XFL game, someone already dropped an F-bomb on the camera.
Like, we love that.
Quality.
But, yeah, and then they'd cut to, like, the guy in the replay booth with, like, the Xbox controller, and he's like...
he was playing Xbox.
Did my man just like run up the stairs? Or
yeah,
like,
seriously.
Like he's literally that guy in Call of Duty that has their mic on, like when we were younger growing up, and they go...
Sorry, I just run to the bathroom between games.
I was just glad they promoted, like, you know, just turning up as much as they did, because they would always, like, I swear it was DC every single game. They'd just, like, have a massive beer snake.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Every single game. It was sick.
Well, and the XFL, like, they knew their purpose. They knew the way they fit into the market.
Absolutely.
Like, they put gambling lines on the screen.
Yeah.
Because they knew that some people were only watching this for gambling, and that's fine. Like, sports betting is such a big thing, and they recognize that. So it's like... You know, it's like the little things like that made me enjoy it. And then, you know, yeah, just like Jake said, the COVID just took her out.
Why doesn't the NFL do, like, lines? Is that illegal, technically?
I think there's probably some sort of clause, some bullshit, some sort of political, like,
oh, well, we don't support sports gambling or something. I don't know.
Right.
That's pathetic. But circling back to the Vikings, Eric, what are your current thoughts on the state of the Vikings right now? They're 3-5. Are they back on the up and up? Are they going to make the playoffs?
I mean, let's not get carried away here, boys. I will say that, like, there is nobody in this league right now more electric than Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook is absolutely insane. What,
so
he had 206 yards today? Mm-hmm. Absolutely insane. Like, he's been killing it. And for what it's worth, I mean, the defense looked pretty good today. Yeah. I mean, now, granted, I don't think Matt Stafford should have played today. He was on that COVID list until, like, literally this morning.
Hours ago.
So, hours ago. And then he goes in and gets concussed, and then it's just like, all right. Whatever, Chase Daniel, good luck. But like it's like at the same time they showed some heart that like I really wanted to see on the defensive end, because there's just been like kind of like a big question mark, especially with
there's been some bad play.
A lot of bad playing, a lot of big injuries, obviously Hunter out and bar out as well. God knows who the secondary is at this point. You know, I know a thing or two about that. I grew up an Eagles fan, so it's just like, damn. It's like you're literally having like the JV team from down the street like playing
right.
Corner. Right. It's just crazy. So I think today was a step in the right direction, but it's also, you got to remember, one, it's the Lions, and two, it's just there's so much more you got to pull off and you so much more you got to figure out right now. So, you know, but they got at least one thing working. Rushing game looks great.
It seems like on defense, those rookies are finally starting to settle
They're
in.
They're getting things. You know,
they went through the gauntlet those first 8 weeks. They went through some pretty elite quarterback talent. Aaron Rodgers twice. What, Jack's Phillip Rivers, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if that's
Sean Watson.
If that's a really admirable thing.
But
Phillip had that
Hall of Famer will
play where he fell today. That was fucking hilarious.
That's going to be a meme, yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah, those rookies, they didn't have a preseason, and a preseason isn't the fun. I mean, people are like advocating get rid of preseason, but it is helpful for some rookies to get some real time play,
especially
for a
in
few
a Mike
games.
Zimmer defense. A really confusing defense. Right.
And these guys not only had to weave through good quarterback, they had to weave through, if they had to do with it, the toxic Vikings fan base in the media. Oh, they suck defense. Blah blah blah. It's like, dude, you're acting like these guys are like 5 year veterans and they're playing like shit. It's like they're figuring things out and they're finally getting there.
It's like when you started a job. And were people chirping you your first week? No. Like, why should we be chirping someone like their first season?
Because
so
the Vikings fan base is pretty toxic in a lot of senses. At least the people on Twitter are very loud. There are some great Vikings fans. There's some you know, there's very nice, intelligent fans, but there's just those people that get really loud on Twitter and social media, and they don't shut up. They think everything's an issue. We'll win the Super Bowl, and they'll still have an issue with something.
They're always looking for someone to blame, too, and it's typically the quarterback.
It's really bad. And didn't Eric, you say you're from Philly, right?
Grew up there, yeah.
So you probably know how Philly fans are.
We're worse.
Yeah. Whatever
Vikings fans are, we're probably times 40. Yeah, same type vibe, though. It's just like very self-deprecating coming
like
at everybody.
Fuck everyone, but also fuck us.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, no, and probably double fuck us. Honestly. Yeah.
I see you guys win the Super Bowl, and it's great. I know you still want to be in the next season. Like, I know you still want them to be successful, but it's like the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and then like the couple weeks in, they're like getting mad at Doug Peterson. This is shit. I'm done. I'm embarrassed to be an Eagles fan. You guys won the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'd give the Vikings a 3-5 year break.
Yep.
If they won the Super Bowl. Yep. I'm like, oh, well, they're losing. They're 0-6. Right? I don't give a fuck. They won a Super Bowl.
There should be a buffer there.
We gave them like a 6 week buffer. Yeah. I'd say like.
And it was like back to like, we didn't. You guys are shitting
back to straight
the bed.
Toxicity.
Yeah, like lose to the Cowboys like 16-13 or something like that, and they're just like, all right, that's enough. Like you settled down here.
If you look at the Eagles and Vikings history, up until recently, it's been pretty similar.
Very similar.
History of failure, pretty much.
Beyond that one Super Bowl, it's been pretty.
Shit. It's been absolutely shit. Yeah, I agree, 100%. I think it's like interesting just seeing the way that people approach talking shit on the Vikings here and talking shit in Philly.
Like, if you think it's bad, like,
I think it's a lot more subtle here.
It's a lot more polite.
It's
passive aggressive. Yeah. You get the Minnesota Nice in it for sure. But yeah, it's so funny because it's just like you see all the heat that the Eagles get. It's just like, God, they're coming for him. Like, you know, oh, get fucked. You're terrible. Like, dude, I know somebody who would call, like, one of the radio guys in Philly called Doug Peterson a grade A jackass for like a month straight just because of, like, you know, he didn't know how to manage clock or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then you just flip as soon as like the Philly special happens. And he's like, oh, I always believed in him. It's like, all right,
a
shut
genius.
The fuck
call.
Up. Like, shut the fuck up.
Well,
bro.
I mean, you probably know it by, I mean, have been in Minnesota. There are so many Minnesota fans that do that. Like, they flip like a switch. It's probably not as bad as Philly. We have a lot of dedicated fans that stick through them thick and thin.
Yeah.
A lot of optimism, surprisingly, for how shitty our teams have been over the years. But we do have those people that flip like a switch, especially, you know, with like the Gophers, who we'll talk about here. But they flip like a switch. Vikings fans are the same. Like, I mean, people last year shitting on Kirk, and then Kirk went off, you know, and Kirktober and all that shit. And he's, I mean, right now,
Kirktober.
People were like, I love Kirk. He's great. And he beat the Saints. Like, he actually had a big part in beating the Saints in the playoffs last year in New Orleans. And people were like, oh, yeah, Kirk, awesome. Like, you could probably find a tweet from this guy that said, fuck Kirk. And seriously, fuck him for his stealing our money and blah blah blah. And it's like, it's kind of a joke. Like,
if you're gonna talk shit, be consistent. That's my thing. It's just like, you just keep
on
talking
it.
Shit. Yeah,
own
exactly.
If you're gonna have a hot take, own it. Don't flip around, because then you're just clearly looking for attention.
100%. Like, I always talk shit on that contract. That contract is terrible. I don't care who it is. Like, except for Pat Mahomes. Like, literally, like,
yeah, that's the only one that makes
sense.
Yeah,
it's the only one that makes sense. Otherwise, it's just like, I'm always gonna talk smack on that contract. So,
almost no matter how good he does, because My whole thing on that is like I people would know here I'm kind of a Kirk defender more so I'm still
biggest
realistic.
Kirk Cousins apologist in the world.
But I say I know when he does bad, but sometimes I'm like, okay, come on, really, was that all Kirk's fault? But I looked at the contract; it was a lot of money.
It's because you look like him.
But well, see, I
it is pretty impressive,
Bubba. See, that's a conspiracy, right? Like I've liked Kirk Cousins since 2011. I was on the Kirk train to bring him here before people even told me I looked like him. I was on the Kirk train. Yeah, I loved him at Michigan State. And I was like, oh, we might come here. And then, like, literally a week after they were talking about coming here, it was like in spring of, was it 2018? A guy said, you look like Kirk Cousins. Never in my life heard that before. Then the next day, another guy, you look like Kirk Cousins. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? You're like this third guy in 3 days to say I look like Kirk Cousins. And then a week later, or a few weeks later, he gets signed. And then Bubba's coming after me saying, and this is before we started this, yeah. Sure. 10K takes. Yep. But he was still giving me shit. You just say that because you think you look like him. And at the time, I didn't think I looked like him. I'm like, fuck off, dude. Like, I just like the. I liked him since he played at Michigan State. He beat in 2011 Wisconsin on a Hail Mary when they were number four in the country, when Wisconsin had that dick coach in Brett Bielema who'd run up scores, that, you know, that big guy, fucking dick. and Kirk Cousins beat him on a Hail Mary when they're number four in the country. Michigan State was ranked, you know, 20 to 25. I'm like, who's that quarterback? Kirk Cousins? Fuck, yeah, I love that guy. So I kind of followed his career in Washington. And I'm like, oh, he could come here. Let's go. And then people are telling me he looked like me. And then I get shit, mostly from Bubba, that, oh, you just like him because he looks, you think you look like him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. Shut up. That's a conspiracy. That's all hearsay, dude.
I've been a Sean Mannion hater since college.
I fucking hate Sean Mannion.
Oh, my God. Me and my buddy used to run a podcast when we were in college, and we were just like, what's one college player we could absolutely shit on? And we chose Sean Mannion.
Where do you play again? Sean Mannion.
Oregon State. Oregon State.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, go Beavs. So,
Go Beavs.
Speaking of Beavs, Jake Luton or whatever his name is started today. So.
Is he an Oregon State guy?
Yeah, Oregon State guy. Yeah, seriously. So. Hit the dirty spin
That's
move
where
today.
I
also,
know his name. The Gophers played them a few years back.
Right.
Because he's a rookie or second year. Or?
Yeah.
Gophers played him a couple years ago. I recognize that name.
But I've been talking mad shit on Sean Mannion since literally college. So it's Sean like Mannion. it's a great thing to embrace because it's just like, all right. Here's the problem though. It's just like, if Kirk gets hurt, what the fuck happens? Like, this man has barely played any, like, time in the NFL, and it's, like, absolutely insane.
He's going to be running in every handoff in the
playbook. Yeah, just give it to Dalvin. Like, seriously.
Don't even trust him to toss it.
Did Chad Beebe play a little cue in, like, high school or something? Yeah, put him in. Yeah, see what happens, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, let's just try anything. I also like, as Dallas is on the screen here.
As we're recording this, they're
by the way, too, we're recording this on Sunday. I just love how Mason Rudolph is back in the game. Like, I just saw his face and immediately thought of that bop.
Oh,
he just
dude.
Bopped him on the head when
there's shit.
Ben
going
went
out.
Down hard. If you guys saw that earlier,
yeah,
ben
yeah,
went down hard.
Yeah, it was tough.
But going back to like shitting on Chan, I feel like everyone needs that one player that they're like, I'm gonna hate this guy no matter how good or bad he is. I still kind of have to discover who that is for me. It's Mike McCarthy as a coach.
That's reasonable.
He's bad.
I think a 10-year-old with a Madden controller could make better play calls than him. I've been saying that since last year, and for some reason they trusted him in Dallas to take over, which blows my mind.
I mean, they put their trust in Jason Garrett
for
and
so many years.
Put their trust.
How
in
was such a popular team with such a good
Clap
talent
guy.
Just fuck up so bad at the coaching?
Dude, I don't get it.
It's consistently it's a weakness, and it's one of the easiest things they could fix, but they just keep bringing on idiots.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not like you're going to like a shit organization. It's not like it's Jacksonville. And
yeah,
just
that
like, God.
Yeah.
Like this is like a historically successful organization, and just
some
like
would call it America's team.
Fuck those guys.
Which
but still, yeah, exactly. But at the same time, it's just how do you not nail down like an elite coach? How are you not able to do this?
How's that the one
joke?
Thing you haven't figured out?
Have we forgotten that Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl?
Oh.
That is
man.
True.
He more,
I don't have the
he
same
more
hate.
Or less just did less damage than more work for this.
Who's another like people pull the argument all the time like with quarterbacks in general. Like when they do it with the Packers, like, well, at least we won a Super Bowl. You guys have had, you know, like they're like Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback of all time, but like you know who else won a Super Bowl? Like that guy with the Ravens back in what, 2000?
Trent Dilfer
Go. Won a
yeah.
Super Bowl. So Go what's status. Well, who's another like kind of shitty coach that won Super Bowl back in the day that you could use that same argument?
Doug Peterson.
Well, no, we'll see. That's a
typical or even players. Like it's kind of amazing that Eli Manning has two Super Bowls. And
that's crazy.
And
it was
Super
against
MVPs.
The Patriots.
People are passionate
how
about their defense.
Terrible he was.
Yeah.
like, at the end of his career.
Well, people are so passionate about their defense of Eli Manning, though. If they love him, God, dude, like, they will find every little thing he ever did. And I'm just like, can you just watch tape once?
Yeah,
I feel though, as a Minnesota fan, if we had a quarterback who won his two Super Bowls, I'd probably be riding his dick pretty
hard. Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah.
Eli Manning did look good in those years. Like, I mean, okay, like, they just found their way in the wild card in those playoffs. He had
some weapons. He had Plexico
Burris.
It was weird.
Like, he was on target, though, and he somehow beats Tom Brady. But then beyond that, it's just like,
When the Patriots were undefeated, too, though. Like, that beat was pretty unbelievable.
And when Plexico Burris shot himself in the foot, remember that?
Right. And then spent 2 years in prison for it?
So funny. Dude, the whole thing was so fucking funny.
You shoot yourself, and then you spend 2 years in prison. That's like the original bad
And then that was, that was the end of his career.
Yeah, he didn't come back from that. Yeah, well, he went to the Jets for like a minute, and like it did not work out. Yeah, literally just changed locker rooms, went with it. Yeah, Tom Brady fears the NFC East. I don't know what it is, but he just sweats all the time. 0-3 in Super Bowls against the NFC.
That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you have the Eagles. Yeah, Eagles won, and then Giants twice. Yeah. Who are the other two teams in the NFC East? Oh,
those are the three. You just did the math, Jake.
No, the Redskins and the Cowboys. Yeah. Washington football team.
Yeah, Washington football team. But
they did not. I thought they would have at least, like, you're an NFL team. How did you not get something copyrighted before this
just
year?
I would say, too,
with how controversial of a name they had and how many things were coming up. Like, I remember there were people protesting that outside of TCF Bank when the Vikings were playing there temporarily.
Well, it was a massive
There was already a big protest.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, I would see that and be like, you know what? We should probably have a backup name, like, in the
works. Just in case.
Just in case. Nope. And then 2020
hits. Do you see people
hits.
Even saying that about the Vikings? Like Vikings have a history of going to other places.
And raping
doing,
people.
Yeah, raping
blah, blah, blah.
People, killing. People were saying to change the Minnesota Vikings name at
that's
the
literally like everyone who took land ever.
Yeah, that's true. Like, white people. Like,
yeah.
That's
our founding Vikings. Fathers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. It's not good. Like, yeah, you know, no. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's very not good.
The Patriots.
It's not good,
dude, the Patriots were terrorists.
Yeah, like, low-key. Like,
they're terrorists on England.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are literally named after pirates who would kidnap ships and kill people.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like,
see,
Florida was founded.
Slope in 50 years.
Yeah, and unless,
well, I get the term Redskin, but, like, what I mean,
yeah,
like, it could lead to other shit here, like where you see the Buccaneers having to change, and then like the Vikings, and it's like no.
Yeah,
Chiefs,
there's going to be
Chiefs.
Some weak ass names inbound, like very 2020 friendly, very soft.
Teddy bear.
Like I'm excited to see. Like it's going to be quite a process for Washington to navigate through this, and I guarantee they're going to come out on the other end with just a horrible name.
Dude, it's just all bureaucratic BS that they have. Nope, we got to go through this to approve it. No, just fucking get a name and copyright.
Just do it.
Yeah.
No bureaucracy. No one has to approve shit. Doesn't have to go through voting or something.
Dude,
just approve a name.
Dude, the DC Defenders was a dope name from the XFL.
Yeah.
It's not copyright
anymore.
They got steal it.
XFL.
Just take
Washington. Yeah. Fuck them.
Or I heard a name circulating. The Sentinels. That's fucking awesome.
That's dope
or
too.
Or the Red Hawks or something like the Plains.
Red Tails.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that. Or
you
the
know
Sentinels.
What?
I like the Sentinels.
The Sentinels is great.
DC Sentinels.
The Blackhawks name pisses me off too because it's just like, well, it's funny because it's like the Blackhawks were named after the plane and they were just like, screw it. It sounds like a Native American name. We're just going to put a Native American head
on that.
It. I'm like, okay.
But
like,
yeah, that.
But haven't they claimed they're not changing it because they've had approval from some tribes or something?
The same thing happened with the
Fighting Sioux. I think that's what happened.
They needed approval from two different.
It's a three tribes.
There's
yeah.
three different
Lakota
tribes. Two of them said yes, and one of them, the chief, was like, "I don't even want to talk to these guys." And then like they technically didn't get approval.
So it's not legal.
Who was this? UND?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Because Zane and I went to school there, and we were there during the whole name switch, and then now we're the Fighting Hawks, and the logo looks like the fucking U.S. Postage Service logo.
The logo's bad.
We were just basically like a laughing stock.
Well, it's
of
funny that was you know the oil downturn in North Dakota, so the school was already really struggling in terms of like finances, and then what do? They spend $80K to come up with that shitty logo.
Yep.
It's like you have a graphic design department. How come students weren't given a shot?
Yeah, right.
Crack at that.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
There were selling shirts of like a logo they wanted to make, and it looked really dope. Of course, the school was like, nah, because I think it had some feathers in it that made it look kind of like a Sioux logo.
Yeah.
Of course, the university's like, nope,
you
guys are dumb students.
Still try to incorporate some history. Like, make it, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, if you incorporate a little feathers in there for the Hawks or Fighting Hawks,
right.
People might, I don't know, it'd be fine. It should be fine.
Hawks have feathers,
so.
There you go.
Well, that was like,
God,
that was
crisis
like.
Crisis averted.
Locally, like me and Zane here, we went to Burnsville High School. You know, it's near the studio here in Prior Lake, you know, 10, 15 minutes away. And they used to be the Burnsville Braves, which is a really cool name. Like, and I think it was the same ordeal. I don't think they got approval from enough local tribes. I think some did approve it and some mm-hmm. didn't. And mm-hmm. it was just and it's a conflict. And they changed us to the Blaze, the Burnsville Blaze.
It sounds like we're just getting high all the time.
Yeah. Stoners.
I say this all sounds the time. Like the Why couldn't we have been like the Burnsville Bruins? You see teams all the time taking the professional team names. And we already had, growing up, one of our logo concepts, like back in the late 2000s, early 2010s, was like almost a Bruins B. And that's what I think they changed it every 5 years in high school. But I'm like, we could have been the Burnsville Bruins. It would have made sense if we had a ring to it. Like, I don't get why they didn't do that. Like, that would have been cool.
Burnsville obviously is involved in an arson attack, so they named it after the arson attack.
That should be offensive in a way. Yeah. Like, people could have been hurt by that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an L.
That is an L.
Yeah, it's a massive L. Yep. It's like the Adirondack Flames. They were an ECHL team, and they were named because there was a giant fire in Glen Falls that actually took out like all of upstate New York. They're like, you know what? Fuck
that
it.
That killed
like,
some people.
Yeah, it killed people, but it sounds dope. Let's go.
Name it after it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we should not be naming teams after tragedies.
Yeah, like the Colorado Avalanche. Bullshit. Like,
dude.
Like, just out here ravaging like every like skier known to man.
You know, avalanches do to kill people.
You could even argue like San Jose Sharks. Like, sharks have legitimately, like, ruined people's lives.
Yeah,
or
like
bears.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Or wild
like
bears.
Taking people's legs and...
Mythical creatures only.
Yeah.
The old Minnesota lacrosse team, like the Minnesota Swarm, you know?
Yeah. People are allergic to bees.
Yeah.
Right? People can literally get stung by bees and die.
Like, oh it legitimately God. Happens, so, I mean, like... That, you got to think, though. There's some people like, it has killed. Like, is it offensive? Right.
I think the Packers are good. No one's upset with people packing.
Yeah, they're just like, they just tape boxes up. Sick.
Boxes up.
This has been brought to you by UPS.
UPS. We don't really do this anymore because technology has taken over. We're going to keep the Packer name. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
But I'm moving on to another. What do you think of? I mean, you're from you know Philly. Like, what do you think when you came here and you knew we had a team called the Gophers?
I mean,
is that weird or for me growing up, like that's normal here. Like we're used to the Gophers. Yeah. But I feel like going outside Gopher. What the fuck?
I mean, like, I went to Temple and like we're the Owls. Oh, okay. So like it's kind of also like a laughable name.
Yeah.
So
I was kind of cool though.
None of those names pretty get canceled though.
That's true. No one
Absolutely. And no one else really has them. Well, you got the Rice Owls.
And remember
Rice
when
Owls.
We were
but still.
We were at the first ever edition of 10,000 Takes College Game Morning. We were walking around interviewing Penn State fans and like one
fuck Penn State, bro.
Yeah, one chick just goes, "I don't even know what a gopher is." And Jake's like, "It's an animal?"
And she's
"Bitch, we don't know what a Nittany lion is. What the fuck is that?"
It's a Nittany. It's a lion that's Nittany.
Nittany, who the fuck is Nittany?
What does that even mean?
So I don't know.
It's so picture a lion, cold. Right? But it has thumbs and it can knit. It makes like scarves.
Yeah, right.
That's it makes scarves.
It makes scarves for all the fans.
Yeah, yep. Some old slang term. Donates them to the kids who can't afford them. So
yeah, right.
I guess credit to them on that.
Well, other teams have taken lions. So we found this slang term called Nittany. I don't know what it means, but it rings well. Let's go with it. We're different than the other teams that do the Lions. We don't want to be associated with the Detroit Lions. Hell no.
No,
we're the Nittany Lions.
I kind of think a gopher. I kind of think the gopher deal is badass, though. I'm just like, you're gonna take like literally the least like intimidating animal known to man.
Yeah.
And you're gonna make
that's
it fucking badass. Like, let's go.
Or like everyone just thinks about Caddyshack. They're like, huh.
Yeah.
And that's the bit they do at games too. Like when they do like to do the gopher. It's I don't know if you've seen
right.
that. Like it's like it's telling me no, but my body. And then they go into that one Avicii song like dee 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 dee. R.I.P. By the way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
real
but
that was a tough one.
Yeah. But. We don't need to make this depressing.
No, it's fine. It's cool. Keep going.
But it was they did like they took the Caddyshack gopher like over and over again doing this. You know, the video where he's kind of like dancing in the hole. If you haven't seen, you can look
after,
it up.
After Bill Murray completely blows up the entire golf course and he's like still alive.
Yeah.
And he's just like kind of dancing with like ash on his head.
They do that.
So good.
They do that to the Avicii song and it's called Do the Gopher. And they do all the students do it. The fans do it. It's a good time.
See, that's well thought out.
That's original. The jump around shit in Wisconsin is not original. You just took a song that came out in 1995 and said, we do jump around. That's what they do in the fucking music video.
Also, badgers are intimidating. You made it look like fucking soft as shit.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, do something with like a badger killing another animal or something.
Like the Wolverine, you could have did better. Like the Michigan Wolverines, they could have did a little better with that too.
I think they were smart just letting it go though. They're just like, you know what? We can't find a way to make a Wolverine look good on like any logo. Let's just go with it. Like I can respect that.
Well, and then they do the whole like go blue thing. It's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's an animal.
You could literally do something with Wolverine, like I don't know, something more intimidating, and just go blue. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Like,
it also a Buckeye. They're named after a nut. Like, let's settle down there too.
Yeah.
We're the Buckeyes. What's that, a nut?
And they're a good team too. So that doesn't make any sense.
The Cornhuskers.
They were going to be the bug. God. Have you heard that story? They were going to be called the Bug Eaters. Like, so I lived
back in the day.
Yeah,
like,
I lived in Iowa for two
gosh.
Years, and so like basically everybody hates on Nebraska there because they.
No, we do it here too.
Well, it's Iowa. Like, you know, everybody hates on them, so it's like, you know, why not just find somebody?
Are they, yeah. are they fighting to be the most boring? Who's less boring?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, it's
they're
it's
basically
a,
the same. They're basically the same state, just like a few states away.
Yeah, well, Des Moines not bad. I lived there for a little bit.
Des Moines kind of cool. I went down there for the NCAA basketball tournament a couple years ago.
Right.
When the Gophers were in it. And there's some cool spots. It had like there was downtown. It had like a district with some bars and breweries. It was kind of like an uptown kind of vibe.
Okay, it's probably kinda, East kinda, Village.
I think it was East Village. It was pretty cool. Like down where like Wells Fargo Arena is, where like the Iowa Wild play, and that's where the Gophers are playing. You know, I was surprised. I'm like, this is a dope spot. But I've been to Iowa City, and like this is
Iowa
just crap.
City sucks. Yeah,
this is crap.
It's literally Des Moines, and then just a shit show. It's awful. It's a terrible state. But Nebraska's worse. Somehow, some way, Nebraska's worse. But we would always talk shit on Nebraska, and so like they would always bring up that the Cornhuskers used to be called, or were going to be called, the Bug Eaters, and like apparently that was a name that was like an actual thing that was going to be put through. Like the 1920s, thinking like that's a great name for a football team.
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
well, now you can just rip on every fan in Nebraska. Like, oh, your people eat bugs, don't you? Like,
yeah, yes. Exactly. Well, you can always go there for sure.
Yeah.
Was the Bug Eater like a slang term for like Nebraska people?
I don't know.
It just
sounds
offensive. Like,
it sounds very offensive.
It sounds like it's like an offensive term for a white person that farms or something.
That's accurate.
Or someone of like extremely low intelligence that like doesn't know the difference between like food and bugs.
How the fuck did that term
like
not
farmers?
Blow up? That's
I
my
feel
question.
Like it's a farmer, like offensive term for a farmer. Like, can you imagine if that was actually their team name? I wonder how long they actually would have went with it.
Fucking Bug Eater, you know.
It's like the equivalent of like a cousin fucker.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, cousin
fucker. I feel like it's in the same ballpark.
Like.
Exactly.
Nebraska Bug Eaters. What would their mascot look like? That is incredible.
Just
is
like
insane,
a bald dude named Ron, just fucking eating a cockroach.
And some like, you know, the farmer overalls with the wheat thing sticking out of his mouth.
Yeah, can you imagine? Before kickoff, like they're playing Welcome to the Jungle, like dun dun dun. And it's just a video of like some like kind of like bald guy just like putting cockroaches in his mouth. And everyone's like, yeah.
You know, their mascot would be, it'd be that like that dumb guy in the overalls and the water boy that you can't understand.
Yeah.
It'd be, that'd be the guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know what they're talking about? Like, that'd be the.
They just play Fear Factor clips on third down. It's just like all like just tarantulas crawling around.
Joe Rogan saying, you guys have to eat the tarantula.
Holy shit, boys. The Bug Eaters FC is a soccer team in Omaha, Nebraska.
Dude.
Oh, so it stuck at some point.
It's stuck somewhere in Nebraska.
What the fuck? This is a real
league are they in?
Going on. The Bug Eaters FC are a semi-pro team based in Omaha, Nebraska. And
they play soccer.
That currently competes in the Great Plains Premier League,
which is probably one of the worst quality soccer you could ever
Jesus.
Watch.
But the fact that they actually have a team called that is ridiculous.
We have a guy who contributes. He's a huge Nebraska guy, Coleman.
Really?
I wonder if he would know that.
Oh, he knows that.
We used to be the Bug Eaters.
Omaha Zoo, number one zoo in America.
Like, we get it. Like, it's the only thing there, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful.
Stop shoving that down my throat.
Yeah, you're good for the College World Series, and that's about it. Like, and children.
Yep.
Like, good job.
You provide corn to America, but we don't need to. That's not entertaining for us to watch and just see a bunch of cornfields. It's great you provide food for the country, but it's just not an entertaining thing to look at.
No, it's.
We get the concept. It's great. You're providing agriculture and food for the country, but it's just not.
Outside
fun to
of
watch.
That, let's just not like, take it any further.
Yeah. You're the guys with the Corn Huskers. Like, you husk corn.
That state's long as shit, too. Like, it's hard to drive through. It's
that's
like
what
that.
I heard.
South Dakota's fucking terrible, too.
I've driven out to Colorado, and the worst part of the drive is Nebraska.
Yeah, oh my God, easily, dude. Yeah.
Dude, surprisingly, like, I drove through Wyoming in April, and I was like, oh gosh, I don't. Wyoming is fucking awesome.
It's fucking sick, dude. Yeah.
The plains and the mountains, and like, this is a sick state. This is so cool. A
lot of balance to the land, you know? I like some land with balance, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's different. Like, you sometimes see some trees, and then you see the mountains, and then there's plains with, you see like free-roaming fucking goats or whatever's out there. And
Bighorn sheep.
Probably
some Yeti.
And then if you drive... What did you say?
It's just some Yeti.
Oh, just some Yeti, some Bigfoot, some Sam Squanch.
Sam Squanch.
Sam Squanch.
Sam Squanch.
But Yeah, that's But I've heard of. I thankfully haven't driven through Nebraska, but I've heard of people having to drive through it completely.
Yeah, horrible.
And I heard it's just people just want to kill themselves.
It's so bad,
like,
dude.
Finish this. I'd rather just end the rest of my life than just drive through the rest and live the rest of my life. And I don't know.
The drive from Philly to Des Moines was probably one of the worst drives I ever did in my life. Because like PA is cool. Like PA, you know, in the middle is like all hilly and shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like Ohio, like North Ohio is terrible.
Oh,
Indiana is awful. Illinois past Chicago, Jesus fucking Christ, just like, you know, snooze fest. So
how'd
it's just
how'd you end up going from PA all the way to Iowa? Radio? So
radio.
You got a job and you're like, fucking, I'm going?
Yeah, dude, that's the only one that hired me. I was just like, fuck, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, fuck.
Take what you can get, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That's what the grind's all about.
Yeah.
Now you're on KDWB, the biggest station in the fucking Twin City.
Yeah. Which is crazy. It's one of the biggest stations in the country.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's huge.
Most very popular. It's a big market for... For like radio, like KFAN, we have KFAN. It's one of the biggest in the country for sports talk. Yeah, we have one of the biggest metro areas in the country.
It's great, honestly. Yeah, but going from no like a big city to like middle of nowhere basically was just like such an adjustment.
Oh yeah.
But like, dude, yeah, ending up back here was or up here was sick. So.
What was that adjustment like? Big city living to you know the capital of Iowa.
Well, I didn't know where Iowa was on a map. I thought it was Missouri. I literally my friends asked, they're like, you know where Iowa is? I'm like, yeah, it's that one. It's like, no, motherfucker. Like,
no, you're a little salt.
Missouri.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying, man. But it wasn't like bad. I mean, like, it's Des Moines a cool place to be for 6 months, and then you're like, I'm good.
Yeah,
like, I've had enough.
There's some cool spots, but then it's just there's no like here you have Minneapolis, St. Paul. So if you're sick of St. Paul, you can go to Minneapolis, or Minneapolis, you can go to some suburbs, or you can go a little north into the woods. Like, I can see Des Moines being cool for a bit, and you're like, this is it. I got to get out of here.
You get 3 minutes outside the city, it's farms. It's like it's terrible.
Oh,
it's trash. Yeah.
Iowa City's like that. Like, I could never have gone to school there. I would have.
Fuck Iowa. Like, fuck U of I, too. Like, I don't rock with them. They're
Illinois?
We would rock with Iowa State because we're just like, all right.
Oh, U of
like,
I. Literally, Iowa, yeah.
Yeah, it's literally like the one that's like the least problematic in the state. It's just like, you know, because right now U of I's got like all the Ferentz drama and shit like that. So, like, they're going to get like fucking buried and stuff like and like tons of violations.
Yeah.
Whereas like
Iowa State's pretty. That's a cool campus. I've been down there. I toured.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Like, there's, I mean, it's open and it's true. Like, if you're not a fan of the city, like, it's kind of cool, but that's it, though, outside of Ames.
Well, that's the cool part about U of M, is because you're literally a city school, which is, like, great. So you get the good balance of everything, and you can just, like, get those good vibes of just, like, a city, but also college campus.
And St. Paul campus it feels like you're in the middle of, you feel like you're kind of in the middle of Iowa, but except it's prettier than that. Like,
right.
You go to St. Paul campus, you feel like you're not anywhere near Minneapolis. Like, it's so open, you feel like you're on a countryside, small school campus outside of a major city. It's so weird. And then you go to East Bank and you get the city atmosphere, but it's not terrible, and it's insane. But then you go to, you know, Iowa State or University of Iowa, and it's just nothing.
No, it's nothing. Well, and it's the thing too, is like, when the teams are bad, it's just like there's nothing to do in Iowa. But like, you know, here it's like, okay, well,
out of the next team.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing next week.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
over the best.
It's a cycle.
Here at least you have all four of the majors and everything. Mm-hmm. And then honestly, Minnesota's real successful when it comes to at least like most sports, I'd say. You know, hockey obviously, but like you know, with the football team, I mean, kind of a rough start, but the big one against Illinois.
Well, what I want to get to is like, it was a big weekend in Minnesota football. Obviously, we just talked about the Vikings, but the Gophers finally getting around to it. Finally, like, the defense is catching on, because the defense has been the worst part in these first two games. You could say they really should have beat Maryland, but that loss isn't looking as bad because they beat Penn State. But they killed Illinois. Like, they did 41-14. The defense did what they should have done. The offense did what they should have done. Honestly, they could have scored 60 points. They dropped some passes. Morgan missed some throws. But they're getting back into it. Like, I mean, They don't play a long season, so every loss is kind of like, oh, dude, it really sucks. But they beat Illinois. Like, I'm as a huge Gopher fan, like, it needed to happen, and it was getting kind of concerning. Like, are we rolling the boat? Is it sinking or what this year? Come on.
What about Mo Ibrahim? That
Mo.
Dude,
he's a fucking all star.
Like, his draft
so good.
His draft stock right now going through the roof. Back to back 4 touchdown games. Like, that's a U of M record, right?
Back to
it has to be
games, right.
What's up?
Back-to-back 200-yard games.
Yeah, back-to-back 200-yard games, too.
And he rushed 160 yards against Michigan.
He averaged 7.5 yards a carry. That's insane, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that's absolutely wild.
And look at Bateman. He's finally waking up. I think Morgan completed 17 passes. 10 of those were to Bateman for like 150 yards.
Otman Bell is kind of like starting to get worked in the rotation even more than last year.
Right, yeah, right, and he can now with Tyler Johnson.
It's just
kind of
weird, though, but we're seeing like a shift in the Gophers, right? I mean, last year we were a very pass-heavy team with Tyler Johnson and Bateman, who came back, and Otman Bell. But now it's like this year, it's like we're like a run team. We're like the Badgers
looking like
with
the
Jonathan
Vikings
Taylor
a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, and we kind of need that because we run the – and we ran it last year pretty well, and I was kind of disappointed they didn't run it as much in the first couple weeks, and I noticed Fleck did a hell of a lot more yesterday, and it's what works. We do the RPO, the run pass option.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't do that a lot the first couple weeks. They tried it, but they did it a lot against Illinois. It's working because all you have to do is do a quick slant, Dotman, Bell, or Bateman, or hand it off. They can throw off so much defenses, even though it's a basic play. We have the perfect quarterback that is you got to have an accurate quick quarterback to throw that slant, and Morgan's got that. Then we got a hell of a running back who's just a fast bowling ball, is like I described Mo Ibrahim, and it works perfect. And it worked against Illinois, who doesn't have the best defense. No. But I mean, the way we played against Maryland, I didn't think
when Ibrahim just fucking stuffed that guy like a stiff arm.
Oh my
gosh.
These
fingers.
Yeah, then the announcer goes, "Look at he's saying taste these fingers," and we stopped like, "What did he just say?"
He tried.
He tried to be funny.
Tried to work with something.
It just came off very weird.
Sometimes it gets
sick
a little
play.
Strange.
Yeah.
But
what made it even more funny, though, is you had some friends here, and they were telling a story about this guy who went to a strip club. He paid $100. He didn't know what he was going to get for it, and the stripper literally put her hands in her vagina and then shoved it into his mouth. So all of a sudden, we hear, "Taste these fingers." That's all I could think
about.
It's
like,
I don't want it anymore.
Fingers. Hey, there are guys out there that can relate.
That guy... maybe have got it. I don't know why he would.
That's what $100 gets you, man.
You're wondering if he like did that. Like,
feels kind of high.
That's just yeah. Like, taste these fingers. I wonder afterwards if he like, you couldn't see him. He probably like,
well, I didn't. I guess I didn't pay to have STDs in my mouth. But,
wasn't my first choice. Yeah.
Taste these fingers.
But it's already happened, so I guess we'll just take it at this point.
Right. Tanner Morgan, flannel head here. Tanner Morgan is not really like a gunslinger type quarterback anyway, so you're not going to get that kind of vibe. Like, you know, when Fleck was at Western Michigan, like, they just fucking needed that shit. They were just like gunning it down the field.
Yep.
So it's like, now that he's figured out his offense here and figured out
conservative,
what. Yeah, well,
and nothing wrong with that.
Well, it has to be. You're in the Big Ten. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like you're in the MAC where you can just, like, you know, go nuts and hope for the best.
Yeah.
So I think it's like really interesting to see how he adjusts as the season goes on and everything like that, because, you know, you could sit here and talk about how, like, you know, inspirational he is and like all the, like, the different vibes and like how likable he is, but when it comes down to it, he's a damn good coach. And so if he's able to like adjust and be able to figure out a way to make his offense more balanced, especially in a year like this where you have somebody like Mo Ibrahim who's absolutely insane, like, it's great. It's great to see, for sure. And you could definitely fuck around with like Bateman as well. I feel like, you know, Bateman, you could run so many like jet sweeps and like
they,
you know,
tried
like
they
that.
Experimented that a little bit.
They should
see those in the first couple weeks, and now they run so they'd be so fucking hard to beat if they did more of that, like, or even if they just almost every play or set up in the RPO where they could either pass, fake handoff to Ibrahim, or hand it off to Ibrahim, or have Bateman or Otman Bell run and do a motion towards the quarterback, because then they're like, oh fuck, they could either hand it off to Otman Bell or Bateman, hand it off to Ibrahim, or go back to for a drop back for a pass. It will totally fuck with the defenses, and they could almost run that every play, because they'd be like, well, even though we know it's going to go to one of three options, we can't defend. We either have to guess, or we just have to try to play a zone, and it's just gonna, either way, you're gonna probably always get some decent yardage. So it's like they have some weapons, and they have
for
it.
This is the time to experiment with it, right? When we're playing these shitty teams,
exactly.
You know, get the strategy nailed down and figured out before Wisconsin. That's like
that's our big team. We play Iowa on Friday. That's gonna be a fun game.
That should be a good game.
They're looking okay. They've definitely struggled. What are they, 1-2?
Well, they got a new quarterback.
Yeah, they got a new quarterback.
They're kind of going through it.
And our defense kind of found their way a little bit. So if their defense can just pressure him.
Found their way against Epstein.
They found their way against Epstein.
Throw anyone else off the whole day. They're like talking about Epstein.
Dude, that when I saw that, I could not stop. I'm like, dude, I can't focus on this name right now.
It's one of those
names
that, you know, going further into the future, it's going to be less and less popular. Kind of like Adolf, right? Like, Adolf was a very popular name in the 20s and the 30s.
After that,
obviously, it's nothing. No one has that name anymore for a very good reason.
I think it's illegal
but this is a couple different countries.
Oh, for sure. I bet in, like, Austria and some of those countries over there.
Austria, Germany, for sure, yeah.
Can't do it.
No, but horrible people out there ruining names, you know?
This Epstein guy, he's going to try to, like, reverse, try to run a movement to reverse the roles of like females and males in marriage, to try to take the female's name just so he can, in a normal way, change
his
name.
Oh, take his wife's last name.
And right, right. Yeah, I see what you're trying to do. Yeah, for sure.
And he's going
to
pull, like, I'm for this change. But he's like, I got to get rid of this last name, man.
I got to drop Epstein.
I got to drop this. I don't want to go through the courts. If we can just do a marriage thing, like, and I just take your name, it'll be awesome. Like, let's do that. Like, seriously. But no, that kind of threw me off all day. Like, I Epstein with the run.
Yeah.
Just and I'm like, okay.
He's not running. Well, he's not running anymore.
No.
That's he's a done. You might want to cut that.
Oh, no. I'll tell you this. There were worse jokes than that.
No. You're,
I can't
you're
remember
good.
Any of them. We were drinking. But
oh,
there,
no. We've said worse
there,
things.
There was
you're
a few.
Good.
Yeah, there was a few.
There's been some. So I think you're completely fine.
Cool,
honestly.
Cool.
Plenty of material there.
But, yeah, going back to the Gophers, we'll see if they can get back to 500 on Friday against Iowa. It'll be interesting. I went to the Iowa game last year, and I was really looking forward for them to come back here and see them play here, because most of the fans were actually pretty good, but there's just a couple dicks and just yelling stupid shit. And I'm like, you just wait till we come back to our house next year, because we almost beat them. I was there in Iowa, and it's an insane environment. So
it's wild.
And I can't believe the Gophers actually came that close. Usually we drop those games by 40 points. That's why I knew we kind of turned a corner at least last year, because we only lost to them by like 5 points, and we had a shitty first half, and we almost came back. In that environment, how well we handled it, usually the Gophers just choke, and they just go back to typical Minnesota sports and just choking, losing, sucking. And now I wanted them to go back to Minnesota here, and they are coming back. I think they are playing here, but of course there's no fans.
Yeah, there's no environment. So it
sucks.
So it's just,
no environment. I wanted to be there. And
Jake, before you move
win.
On from the Gophers, I do have one question for you.
Yes.
Tanner Morgan, he obviously played pretty well last game, but he did miss a few wide open receivers. Does that concern you at all going forward?
No, tough. Because he seemed to catch his stride a little bit. I think he looked a little pressured. I think he seemed to catch his stride as the game went on. Like, he looked – I was going to say, like, he hit those kind of passes in the first two games we lost. So I think he was just a little off. That doesn't concern me, because he still did hit some passes that are still tough, and some of the receivers had some drop balls. And
he did have – he completed 17 passes, but 10 of them were just to one receiver.
Yeah, so I know. But it doesn't concern me. Unless it happens over a course of a few games – it doesn't concern me, because he hits those passes a majority of the time. Like, I mean, he hit a lot of those
especially
passes last
year. He was a dead-eye dick last year.
So it doesn't concern me. Unless it starts happening, then there's something mental, because I don't think it's just he's going down in talent. Like, it's something mentally, because usually he hits those passes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm just glad he is our quarterback, because the Gophers have not had a consistent quarterback for years. So for them to have a quarterback like that you can trust going back to pass, he won't make a necessary. He makes some questionable passes that are jump balls, but he always seems to put it in the spot for Bateman to catch. And granted, they're great receivers, but usually a quarterback, oh, let me just try this here. Okay, oh, it's intercepted. No, he'll still throw a jump ball,
well,
a controversial,
yeah,
it'll still be catchable.
He had that one in the corner of the end zone to Bateman.
That was
in the third quarter. And
that was a
I just
great
kept
throw.
Thinking of Chris Collinsworth, like the moon ball. Like, he just
the moon ball.
Like,
now here's a guy.
Russell Wilson throws one lobbed pass and he just would not stop saying moon ball the rest of the game.
The moon
like,
ball.
Dude, I was like, good thing Chris isn't calling this game.
Thank God.
Like, Tanner Morgan and his moon ball.
It would make me want to shut off the TV.
Chris Collinsworth is zooted every single game. I'm like convinced. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just so
he's
amazing.
On something.
He's not sober.
No chance. You can't
There's
be.
No way. He's on like some pill to keep him
now,
awake.
Now, here's a awesome. Guy.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's like that same fucking line every time.
Dude. I didn't even know how good he was as a football player until like recently, because he was like a 3-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah,
like, the dude was
good.
Not
yeah.
a slouch.
Yeah.
But like, it's just.
I always forget about that.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I was going to say, catching
That's
boomer
so
shit
weird.
All the time. Or Kenny Anderson. I don't know. One of the
you
old men.
Boomer! You look at him now and you'd have no fucking clue.
No way. No chance, dude. Looks like your dad that like's trying to relive his glory days, like, yeah. You know, secondary coach on like the JV team at the high school, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's like PJ Fleck, I look at him and I'm like, he's definitely like the sixth grade science teacher that like lets you watch
like
movies
cool.
all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or he's
yeah.
like, we're gonna do some kick ass experiments and the school's gonna like not like some of the stuff I'm doing, but I'm gonna like do it my way.
Right, exactly. It's just like, oh, you guys wanna learn
up.
Hey guys, like, instead of giving this homework assignment through the weekend, we'll just do it today in class together. So let's do it.
And then we're gonna I'm gonna mix some chemicals, we're gonna blow some shit up.
Exactly.
Or he is like the high school football coach that's also the cool gym teacher that doesn't give a shit and you just play
right.
dodgeball every
yeah,
day.
True.
Like, we should be doing this, but
I like the science example. He's like the science yeah. teacher who puts on Bill Nye the Science Guy, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's like, all right, 50 minutes, you're good, no worries. I feel like high school like football teachers, high school football coaches are either science teachers or like they teach like a random ass like a personal finance class or some bullshit.
So
yeah, exactly. It's like an elective or something like that. It's like they have a class twice a day. Yeah.
It's like, what a gig. And PJ Fleck would fit. He should just, they should just give him a role at the U of M. He have time for do one class once a week.
You do a leadership class.
Do bowling.
Absolutely. Yeah, and rowing the boat.
Yeah, imagine, exactly.
Like, I remember at the U, I don't know if they had it at, like, UND, but they had an intramural bowling class.
That's badass.
Or one credit.
We had online walking. One credit.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I actually took that. I actually took that and I dropped it. It was way more work than it sounds.
You have to get a running class. You have to get a pedometer or whatever they're called, where it tracks your steps.
Yeah, but then you have to like write about like the way you feel and like what you observed. And I'm like, fuck that. Yeah, I literally thought I just could walk outside, take a picture of me on the sidewalk, and then walk back inside.
It's like I took it like a chemistry of wine class, and then I didn't realize like I went into class. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna learn how to make wine, and then what? End up realizing is like they're teaching you the literal science of how it happens, and so like you have to do like fucking like big ass
experiments and shit.
Yeah, I had to like write like
fermentation process.
Yeah, I had to write like a 20-page report on fermentation. I'm like, this is not what I signed up for. Yeah, I thought I was gonna get lit. Like,
yeah, I thought I was gonna come here and get drunk every day.
Bottle wine and shit in glass. That'd be dope.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
he's so cool.
Yeah, drinking be sommelier or some shit. But making it is there's just so much science behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Rock vodka.
You know what I'm saying? There was another class that we took for an elect because you had that. I don't know about you guys, but the U, they required us, even though I was a journalism major, I still had to take two science classes, a physical science and environmental science. So, and all of them are fucking hard. And I don't know why I didn't figure out about this one before, but I took some like geology class that was hard as fuck and some like human evolution class that was just so confusing. And interesting, but it was so confusing. And I found out there was a biology of sex class that was just a total joke, that it was actually what it is. Like, you literally, like, they would do experiments with like dildos on one of their labs. It was so weird.
Really find out how immature you are
funny.
If you go there, because I'd probably be laughing the entire time.
People, exactly. Everybody's like, oh, I took biology of sex, it's great. And I'm like, oh, they had that class? I didn't know. Probably would have taken it. If it fills the science requirement, sign me up, but I didn't even know.
Yeah.
But I feel like it'd be cringy and awkward at the same time.
No.
I'm glad I didn't take it.
You
want
to make it
weird.
Worse for yourself? Try to pick up girls during that class.
Yo, real talk. I was gonna say, anybody trying to spit game is literally like,
that's
you're
the
cringe,
class.
Bro.
And then
you just use like the cheesiest like pickup line, like, "Oh, you want to try it out ourselves?" Like, just,
yeah, right.
Hey, you want to do like, some real lab testing tonight or lab?
Excuse me, sir. Hold this out.
Can you demonstrate that on me?
Can you demonstrate that on me? Like, I need like that personal connection and learning for me to learn.
For educational purposes.
Purely educational. Nothing more.
Just point at the dildo and be like, you know, I'm pretty comparable.
Yeah, pretty comparable.
just be like, yeah, that thing's pretty small, dude.
Yeah, dude, pretty comparable.
Ain't shit.
She'd be like, wait, is everyone's that small? Oh, wow, I must have some condition or something. Yeah, mine's a lot bigger than that.
Just like get louder every time. I think I have a problem.
Yeah. Tom Brennan voice, God. I have a big cock.
I have a big cock. Do you remember the Tom Brennan stuff?
He had a homophobic slur
and you know he was talking about some city or something and yeah it's just a nonstop inside joke like because then he after he says it and didn't think he was on air like it's just like Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing. Yeah. And he just goes off, it's just like he, no one heard him. It's just the apology was even cringier.
Yeah, the apology was bad.
Yeah, he called
a home run in the middle.
I was
going
to say there was a dinger in the midst of it. Yeah, I was going
to say. Castellanos hits this one to deep left center, and that's gone. That's going to make this a 4-0 ball game.
He's like hoping Castellanos nuke just like completely ignored. Like,
yeah, like, oh, dude, the fans will forgive me now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
So right after he calls a home run, he's like, I don't even know who put this headset on again.
Whether it be for Fox or anybody.
Yeah.
Well, bitch, you're not.
So cringy.
Oh, man. We always find one way to work Tom Brennan into this podcast.
Beautiful.
It's so fun.
I'm glad.
Because Jake does the good impression. And the other thing that we were working in when it comes to announcers was there was like rumors that porn companies were trying to recruit Joe Buck to like announce porn.
Dude.
And, we were always making jokes like, Aaron Rodgers fucks like that.
Aaron Rodgers would fuck like that.
Yeah. Gosh. Troy Aikman's like, God, I'd love to see Dak in on that too. That'd be,
you know, Dak would be great in this formation right here. This would be perfect. Aaron Rodgers would be great.
I never even understood porn companies trying to hire these guys because do people use porn differently than I do?
Yo, some actually read the comments sometime. It's actually a fun
yeah,
time.
No, I saw on like a really popular video the highest rated comment was like a chicken casserole recipe.
It's actually incredible. Like seriously, like if one day if you're bored, like if you need content, like I do sometimes,
read pornography comments.
That's
and
a
just
good
like,
bit, dude. Pornhub comment of the week.
Dude, Pornhub comment of the week would probably be solid. I have to do it later at night. That way my boss doesn't hear. Yeah. But funny. That one's good. Reading strip club reviews. Is usually solid.
Oh my god!
There's one
in Holton, Wisconsin called the Cabana Club or something like that.
The Cajun Club.
And one of the reviews on it is if you like bullet hole wounds, or like if you like bullet hole scars, like this is the place for you,
dude. There was one that there's one up in St. Cloud, and we were just reading. Me and my girlfriend were driving up to like her parents' cabin or whatever, and we were just reading the comments of like random strip clubs, and because she helps me a bit sometimes because she's fucking dope. But we did. We read this one, and the dude gave it like 4 out of 5 stars, and I was like, all right, well, why is it a 4? And he's just like him reading it. It's like this. It's a really thorough review. Like he's giving just like props to all the dancers and just like the quality of the staff. And then, like, he just says at the end, the only reason it's not a 5 is because they only have Pepsi products. I got to have my Diet Coke when I'm getting a lap dance. And I'm just like, motherfucker out here.
He's
just
reviewing
like,
the fucking beverage
he,
choices.
He's getting real
specific.
Yeah, in the weeds.
He, like, got to have my Diet Coke to get a lap dance. Like, that's like, first of all, how are you drinking? Like, what are you doing? Are you just fucking out here, like, just
playing Twister? Can you picture this motherfucker getting a lap dance and he's just sucking through a straw?
Just staring at her.
Or she's holding it for him or something like
yeah.
that.
Here you go. Yeah, hold it for me.
But
can you imagine, like,
extra.
You can't find it. He's walking around asking for it. It's all these strippers are coming up. Like, hey, you want to? No, I'm trying to fucking find my Diet Pepsi or whatever. No, get off me. You guys have Diet Coke? Like, he's just, like, freaking out.
Dude.
Gosh, it'd be so
funny. You know what, though? He actually has a right to do that because at a lot of those strip clubs, you pay a lot for the drink.
Yeah.
Pay like $13 for a pop. So, like, I think at that point, you kind of are allowed to bitch about that.
I mean,
you should be.
Yeah.
If you're
going to
pay that much, you should probably be the right thing, right?
You want your stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. I get it. Totally. But also, like.
That's just kind of outrageous.
It's just oddly specific. I don't know.
Weirdly specific.
Imagine, like, going through life as a human being and you're like, yes, I have left legitimate reviews on strip clubs.
That's an L, bro. Like, hold that forever. Like, seriously. Oh. I don't know, like
that's
wild.
A certain type of person, man.
It is you got to be a special type of person. Seriously, it's like the same thing as like people who call into radio stations to bitch. Like those people, like are literally just some dudes. Yo, I swear to God, it's always like old dudes with like Dorito dust on their fucking fingers, like just out here like calling me up, and they're just like, "You don't play enough of the classics." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, sir, we play Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande." Like, if you want AC/DC, this is not the place.
That reminds me of like the Step Brothers scene. Yeah, play some. Sure, we're strictly 80s Joel.
Yeah. Yo, seriously.
Oh my gosh, this is what it reminds me of. So you get people, it's not live on air, it's just like, is it like off-air calls?
So
or?
All my calls are recorded because the FCC is a thing, and if somebody curses, I can get fired.
Yeah. So you put some on air that you choose.
You gotta monitor that shit.
I have to screen them as, I guess that's the technical term. But that like, I'll do like bits during the night and do like things like that.
Do that like when you're playing the song then? Is that when you're
during breaks?
During breaks, so in between songs if I got enough time, because some of those songs are like 5-second intros, and it's just like, hey, KDWB, Ariana Grande, it's lit. You know, and then some of them I get a little bit more time. I'll play like good ones in between and stuff like that when I come up with topics. And then there's just always the ones that are just like, you know, calling up like, oh, you're the fucking worst, or just like, and I'm like,
it's
and my favorite thing is,
you.
Oh, dude, my favorite thing is like, I ask them like what I could improve on, or I let them try it themselves. And when I say, okay, we're gonna record you in 3, 2, 1, hang up, and I'm like, sick, or it's like, it's either that one or like somebody gave me like a full ass review one time, and they were just like, I don't know, some of the shit you say, it's just like, I feel like it doesn't resonate with like the demographic, and I'm like, I'm sorry, like, are you my boss? Like,
yeah,
like,
it's Rich, my show, asshole.
Yeah, like, you pranking me right now? Like, what the fuck, Rich? Like,
by the way, I have a show. It still exists. I think I'm doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean,
that's the simplest breakdown of it.
We out here. It's all good. I ain't one to, like, flex and shit like that. I feel like there's so many fucking media people that are like, oh, check out how fucking dope I am. I'm like, fuck that shit, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm just a regular-ass dude. I just yell into a microphone and make playlists for a living. Like, that's
and TikToks.
And TikToks, yes.
There you go.
Great
TikTok. Add that to the resume.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes.
How much leeway do you get to kind of put together your show from 6 to 12?
I get a good amount. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I don't get, like, full... Like, obviously, there's tons of stuff I got to touch on. So, like, you know, we have different contests and shit like that. I got to hit it.
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, any other part, it's just... I make sure the content kind of fits in with, like, the... you know, the demographic, at least to a point, because obviously, like, what you guys talk about here, like, 26-year-old Emily from, like, fucking Shakopee isn't really into, like, you know, that kind of shit. But, like, she also likes funny shit, so it's like, I can get away with the dumb, like, bits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, she wants to know who's doing, like, brunch deals and, like, how Starbucks is back with holiday drinks, which... They fucking slap, so, like, it's fine. It's cool. Like, I'll fuck up a chestnut praline latte all day. So it's like...
All right.
Yeah, listen, man. They're good as fuck.
People got to realize drinks have no masculinity.
No,
you know?
damn right, bro.
I don't know where that ever
fuck
started.
Fuck yeah. Like, White Claw is amazing. I don't give a fuck. Like, everybody came in here, like, originally was just like, oh, no, fuck that shit. And now it's like, ain't no laws when you're drinking Claws.
Well,
like, running the game.
Well, no, the funny thing is everyone's like, oh, wait, White Claws are, like, 90 calories. Like, you pussy. It's like, what? What?
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm being healthy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm watching my weight and fucking getting lit.
Drink a 200-calorie Budweiser, you bitch.
Yeah exactly. Like, oh, okay. Hate your fucking life.
Yeah, right?
When you're becoming healthy is, like, now you're a pussy for trying to be healthy. Like,
yeah,
I love it.
Like, oh, you eat low calorie, like, bitch.
You go to the gym six times a week, like, pussy.
Like, oh, yeah, you fucking snowflake.
You bitch.
Right.
Fucking bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Do you ever get guests on your show or during your stint or when you're...
That's the goal, usually. I mean, COVID's kind of been weird. So, like, I basically am in a separate studio and, like, I have a whole, like... janky setup that I'm just trying to do the live show with. That's a lot, and that's like most DJs in the country. Like, a lot of my friends still broadcast out of their closet, which is kind of dope. I just like to be able to go into the studio because I just don't work well at home. I know I'm gonna want to, like, fucking play cello or something like that.
Yeah right. Did you have the option, though, if you wanted to do it from home? You didn't?
I have an option for my boss prefers me to go in, but like, I did have an option to do stuff on the weekends, and even then I'm just like, fuck, I just can't get anything done.
Can you imagine? You're just like, it's like working from home. You're just like brushing your teeth as, like, the thing's playing, and you're just like, "All right, guys, that was Ariana Grande."
Dude,
like, you're right. All right,
I got
sorry.
A real
you hear, like, the sink run, and then you're like, "All right, sorry about that." Yeah, we're back on KDWB. Like,
the toilet flush in the back.
Yeah. From a hole.
Here, one second, guys. It's just a giant deuce.
Yeah, right.
Welcome back, KDWB.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Seriously. Oh my God. Well, it's like my dog in the background and shit like that. It's just
roof. And then you're like, you're just like, Lucy, shut up.
Lucy, shut the fuck up. Oh, damn it.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Shit. Like, oh, fuck. Oh, I just said all these words. Oh, we're live. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, and this is the last time we were in this
headset.
I don't know
if we're wearing a headset ever again. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tom Brenneman and just make a viral bit out of it.
Yeah, right. For real. But, yeah, I do prefer going into the office. It's definitely dope. Yeah.
Obviously, you have to go by FCC rules, but have you ever had a slip live?
No.
Okay.
I luckily have not. I somehow have a – I don't know if it's because I was a camp counselor for 3 years and I used to get yelled at because, like, I would curse in front of the kids. God, those kids have potty mouths now, and it's all my fault. But no, I think it's just like I got used to it so much. When I was in college, I would fuck up all the time because we had a college station and we went by FCC guidelines. We didn't go by FCC regulations.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those, like,
the recommendations.
It's like, we recommend that you don't curse, but also, like, nobody's gonna catch you. Exactly. Yeah. Nobody's gonna check you. But I definitely called people an asshole multiple times on the air.
Yeah.
Just like, it's whatever. Like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. fucking, I don't know, Roger Goodell does enough dumb shit where it's just like, I call him out enough. And
well, he deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, the FCC can chill on that front.
Yeah, real talk. But yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting doing just pop in general. I never thought I was going to do pop. I always thought I was going to do one sports or two alternative. And then it was just like, all right, here's your shot, bro. You're going to, like, go into a pop station. Like, good luck talking about Sam Smith all day. Mm. And I'm just like, all right, cool. Like, I can rock with
challenge accepted,
dope.
Bitch.
Yeah, like, they're dope. Like, cool. Like, but at the same time, like, here we are. So.
Look, talking about Metallica, don't bring that shit up. Not like that.
No, yeah. Oh, my
Metallica.
God.
Metallica.
I'm Screamo.
It's the shirt that they're fucking wearing to, like, the bar or something like that.
Jake and I were actually, we were in a band. We played alternative music.
Oh, sick.
12-hour day, if you're listening, go search that shit.
Spotify.
Anyways, I mean, what kind of alternative music do you like? I mean, like, what? We like Foo Fighters, which I guess is more on the rock side.
That's more on the rock side.
Nirvana, you know, all that. Alice
Queens
in
of
Chains,
the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah.
See, I like the new, like, heady shit. So, like, I'm into, like, Rex Orange County and, like, I love Incubus. Incubus is sick.
Incubus is fucking sick.
I'm a hip-hop guy. So, like, that's, like, more kind of my wave in general. I used to rap and stuff like that.
And
got anything out that we could look up?
Somewhere buried.
E to the W-I-T-E. Yeah. No,
somewhere on SoundCloud or some shit. I don't know. But
look it up, Eric White.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
E went on
Wait
the mic.
On the mic.
E White six or what was it Philly?
Philly's 215.
215. 215, baby. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, funny. You have a friend named like T or something. Like, yo, what's my buddy T?
T. Yeah, right. Oh my God.
What's going
nah,
on?
Nah, shit was wild, but no, oh, man, it's too funny. We used to just random ass shit. It was always a good time. Seriously, I it's so funny because like my life got so engulfed by radio that like for a year I didn't like I forget 2018. Like I legitimately like don't remember anything. Like I get
your nose to the grindstone so hard.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, it was like one of those years where it's just like. Somebody would ask me like, who the fuck won the World Series in 2018? I have no fucking idea. Or like the Super Bowl. Like
I'm
no idea.
I'm bad with that shit too. I don't remember big things that happened.
Right.
There's some years where I'm like, was this on crack the whole year? Or
yeah, I was
just blacked out.
I was blacked out the whole year.
I was just in Iowa trying to like get out, and I was just like, all right, so like let me just get my shit together.
Honestly, I think like in media the biggest challenge you face is the fight to stay relevant.
That's a fact,
bro. It's literally like something that we put hours a day into. Here and like 90% of the things you post will just be a dud, and but it's like that 10% that keeps you fighting. It's the fight to stay relevant.
And it's always the 10% that you don't give a shit about. It's always the things that like you're just like, because you're thinking to yourself the whole time, be yourself, be real, do this, do that. And then it's like the time when like you're not focusing on it and you're actually being yourself and you're actually being real and giving good content.
Yeah.
And that's the shit that blows up. Yep. And that's so wild. Like I still try to find that balance all the time, you know? So it's just, it's crazy. I also care like less about it now because it's just like, all right, cool. If I'm relevant, dope, but if not, like, it's fine.
As long as you're doing what you're doing, what you love too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So, like, I'm cool. That's like, you know, I'm not gonna be like one of those old heads that like rides this out until like the wheels fall off. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna get bored by the time I'm like 30, 35, and I'm gonna be like, you know, screw it. Oh, whatever. I'm gonna go like open a coffee shop in Canada or some bullshit.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
And get away from everybody.
Being a content creator in general is exhausting because as soon as you finish the current piece of content you're working on, boom, now it's on to the next one. There's literally
your mind into that. Like, oh shit. We got to keep going. This isn't going to last
forever. It's like, great. This TikTok just got 200K views, 100K likes, whatever. Now the next one is time to come out, you know?
If you're not staying ahead, you're falling behind.
Yeah, damn right. Exactly. You got to be on it. Absolutely.
Yep. So it's a grind. You got to keep going, man.
I mean, man.
It's part of the grind life, you know? You just got to do with that shit.
That's some behind-the-scenes shit for anybody that's like, you know, catching in real quick.
That's,
you know,
some
what I mean?
BTS. Yeah.
That's some BTS right
You're
there.
You're welcome. That's free giving knowledge
we're
for
giving
you
kids
you, out
we're
there.
We're giving the insight for you kids because we know we're influencers now, I guess. So
I hate the fucking term influencer.
Dude, I know it's so fucking annoying.
I feel like a Kardashian when you say that.
Dude, you're an influencer, you can't say that.
I hate myself.
Oh, fuck off. I mean, you're regulated, obviously, so there's not everything you can say, but I mean, there's still stuff within the FCC you can say that people would still like, you can't say that. Like, I mean, because like,
yeah,
no, it's like I run the show. Like, I'm not going to swear or say something like, you know, or super political or anything, but there's still stuff within reason that you can say that people would say is like, oh, no, you can't say that. And especially independent creators can say whatever they want. And like, I mean, as much as you hate it or not, like, you can't just say like, no, you can't say that. You
can't tell someone how to run their own show.
No, exactly.
No, you can't do that shit.
When you're like overseen by a company, like you guys, like, it's fucking dope because you can just do whatever.
We're
you're
the Wild West.
Yeah, exactly.
We are the network.
Yeah, you're the network.
We are the network.
Whereas like, I got like, you know, a big ass name behind it because it's an iHeart station. So it's like, okay, I'm going to toe the line as much as possible without like tripping over it.
Yeah.
And like, you know,
that's comedy, man. Like, you're always on the tiptoe line of offending people.
Real talk.
And you know, you're going to cross that line and that's okay. I mean, it just shows that you're trying to, you know, stay on the curve.
Right. And I'm definitely like more like, I'm not like Bill Burr out here, like, you know, fucking, you know, running people
crazy,
like, losing their fucking minds and shit. Yeah. But like, you know, I'm like doing more goofy, dumb shit. Cause that's just me.
Yeah. Some
but like
borderline comedy, good, funny comedy, comedic stuff.
Right. But there's like, definitely inappropriate like, just, you know, just
subtle,
somewhat wholesome, if you will. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think it's always good, but like, I think like, there's people out here that just like, I think about guys like Clay Travis and shit like that, who did like Outkick the Coverage and shit, and like that motherfucker like pushes it as much as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, you know, there's like plenty of like jocks and like, you know, morning shows that like, you know, especially because they've had to adjust, because back in like the 90s and 2000s, fuck, you could do whatever the hell you wanted. Yeah. And now it's like 2020 and like shit, you can't get away
always
with
always navigating,
yeah,
walking on eggshells.
Yep. And like, I think partially for good reason, because I think people should be like sensitive of other people's like situation. But at the same time, I think it's just like, I think there's sometimes I'm just like, all right, bro, like calm the fuck down.
There's some things you're like, what did I say? You said that.
There's a difference between,
are you kidding me,
making a joke and like legitimate hate.
Well, yeah.
Intent
is huge.
And here's the thing, in 2020 people don't give you the benefit of intent. They just take, if you say something, they're gonna take that, and so that you kind of, so now towing that line becomes even more difficult,
right? So like, that's why I think just erring on the side of caution is like usually a good idea.
Yeah, especially when you have the machine behind you, like,
right, yeah, and like it is what it is, you know what I mean? And like, I it sucks, you know what I mean, like it's kind of lame sometimes, but at the same time it's like I can still put something out that I'm proud of, you know what I mean?
And that's flexibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's awesome, man.
Shit. Fuck. Sports. Yes.
Well, sport. Well, let's.
Hey, I got. You know who might not have that much flexibility in the future?
Yeah.
Ooh. Malik.
I knew it.
Oh,
see, I was gonna try something, but that wasn't as good of a segue.
Fucking segue.
That
credit to you, Wags.
But,
that was sick.
Thank you. That was a stellar segue right there.
Qualities.
Just pristine, high quality stuff. That's what we were about.
You better get flexible because he's going to prison.
He's going to prison, man.
That's a good one.
For a minute.
He's going to prison. Are you aware of the Malik Beasley situation?
Low key, I used to work for the Wolves. Like I was the host for the G League team.
Oh, so really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so
down in Iowa, right?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Iowa Wolves, man. Yep. Shout out to fucking, I don't even know if the coach is there anymore. But Jordan Murphy, I was gonna say, from former Gopher. That's
former
big.
Gopher. He's still playing with them, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, yes. Yeah. He shouldn't, because he probably getting paid more over in Turkey or some shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, you know,
I think he's relying on possibly getting an NBA stint. But
yeah, they need
it's
to
be
stop.
Tough.
Guys like that need to stop doing that shit.
Because
could go overseas.
At
and,
this
like,
point, you're. I'm sorry, but you're probably not. If you haven't had a chance now, the way the NBA works, you really see guys come out of the G League like you do see in other sports, come out of minors.
I think where they're going with it, with the two-way contracts, is smart. But like, that's
they're
not
trying to make it.
It's
like
gonna take
what,
some
NHL?
Time.
Trying, yeah.
Well, you know, but, like in terms of hockey, tons of very average players will go, like they can't make it to the NHL, they go to the KHL, they go to some Finnish league, and they get paid the same as an NHLer would get paid.
Right.
So
Kaprasov, gonna say he went overseas, and now the reason he's as good as he is because he played against grown ass men.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yep. Like, sure, there's guys like
Russians,
like whole ass Russian dudes. Yeah.
I mean, how it goes? Insane. It's number one is NHL. I would say number two is the KHL. Number three is AHL probably at that point.
You could go Finnish league if you wanted to.
Yeah,
German league's good too. The Dells. Great.
Swiss or Swedish league's
man,
pretty solid.
There's a lot of really good international hockey. The A is great too, but like I think that's it's really interesting. At that point, it's like you either go to the the university or like because at 19 you can't play in the juniors anymore. So it's just a fucking mess. Anyway, back to basketball for a second.
Beasley.
Yeah, I was gonna say that trade in general was just like a huge talk, obviously, with Wiggins and everything. Was that the Wiggins trade?
No, it was separate from...
It was.
Yeah.
It was the same time. I know it was separate, though.
It was something like crazy where it was like they only had one player remaining on their roster from the start of the season to at the trade deadline.
Right. Well,
because
they got
flipped the team upside down.
Right, because they got Malik and Guancho. That was huge. It's just crazy. It's just another example of just you just hope these guys stay out of trouble. I think the thing that sucks is that, like, you know, obviously the original arrest involving, you know, the possession, I'm like, all right, that's like whatever. I think there needs to be reform on that.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
But the rest of it is not.
Yeah, like stolen firearm.
It's like, that's the least of the worries. I'm like, okay, like, the stolen firearm, intimidating your child. Like,
pretty fucked
he's like
up.
Pointing a gun at, like, a teenage girl.
So here we go. So for those of you who do not know what happened, last week, Beasley was accused of aiming a rifle at a couple and their teenage daughter in an SUV outside of his house. Later, when the police went to search his house, they found a large stash of marijuana and a bunch of guns, right? And then apparently, this happened after the fact, Beasley was caught on indoor video surveillance pointing a rifle in the general direction of his own son in a garage. The Hennepin County officials want to have the 19-month-old son. First of all, why are you pointing a rifle at a baby toddler? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
but
that's
like they're trying to. Hennepin County's trying to take his child away from him. Is pretty much what's going on right now.
Right.
That's just messed up.
I think they need to find a way to get it to somebody in his family. Like, get the kid into somebody in his family. Like, I don't think you should, like, you know, straight up just take the kid away, but like at the same time, like, you know, eventually you'll figure it out. Like, but I think it, like, at first, like, go to the family if nobody in the family wants. But at the same time, it's like, all right, well, if he's doing something like this, is there issues in the family? There's just tons of that's a very complex situation, man.
And of course, it had to happen to someone on the Timberwolves, let alone one of our elite point scorers.
People are like, that's so fitting.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, well. You hope that they draft well, which they won't. But yeah,
knowing how they
since
draft.
They won't, yeah, it's
no,
like,
we got to find a way to keep losing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We're gonna move to Seattle. They're gonna move to Seattle.
Fucking cool. Sonics again.
Cool, dude. That sounds great.
Yeah, let's start rooting for the Bulls.
Here's
the
thing: we're all Malik Beasley is 23 years old. We're around his age. I don't think any of the people here would ever consider doing that to anyone in their own family. I'm not sure what the situation is with him, but there is some mental issues for sure going
absolutely.
On for this to happen.
Yep.
And two. Like, you're a multimillionaire NBA player.
Why do you own so many guns?
Yeah, why do you, why are you
well,
pointing
that doesn't
guns,
surprise me.
Why are you pointing guns at just people in general? Like, you should have your shit figured out. Like,
absolutely.
Like, especially, like, why throw away all the millions that are on the table for you right now as well?
Yeah, you're a million.
Put that in jeopardy.
You're
R.I.P. Trebek.
Oh, yeah,
really? Yeah, damn.
Yeah, pre-game the boom and bust there. Sorry about that.
Pre-game the boomer and buster. But, no, yeah, pre-game so you have all this money. Like, you should be a little more conscious or conscientious and mindful. Like, I have this money, like, why are you going up, like, why are you going up and pointing a gun at somebody?
And,
that's
and
just
you fuck
like,
over the team.
Yeah,
he was playing great. He was playing great.
He really was.
He was like the leading point scorer in February.
No, easily. Yeah. I mean,
so it just sucks to see that.
It's tough. I mean, going back to what you said, it's just like there's definitely a mental issue there, and you hope that he gets help.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's an environment that his child should not be in currently.
Fuck no.
And so it's just, yeah, you just hope he gets help. You hope he gets his stuff together. And you hope that the like, I look at what the Mavs have done with Delonte West, and I think that's like an example of like what teams should do with their, you know, players and or former players. Like, how can you take care of them and how can you help them get the help that they need? Whereas, like, I feel like in the past there's been so many teams that just kind of kick them to the curb, and it's just I hope that Mark Cuban has given enough of an example with Delonte West to maybe you try to get help from Malik Beasley here.
Yeah.
You know, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I love the owner of the Wolves, you know, and that he's the
Glenn
most
Taylor.
Yeah, the Glenn Taylor is the most quality human being of all time. But like, I would hope he would at least like consider, you know, what I mean, like doing something.
See, I had a theory about this Beasley thing, and mine was pretty much the dude was smoking obviously a shit ton of weed.
I'm sure it was probably waste.
Paranoid as fuck, and then he just sees people outside his house, and he's paranoid off the drugs.
Yeah,
he takes it way too far.
People on the parade of homes just pulling up in their car. The fact they didn't even get out of the car is like, holy shit, dude, you're really on edge.
And here's the thing, right. I don't know too much about Beasley's past or where he's come from or anything, but like, he obviously is in a very, very nice neighborhood, and things have changed since, you know, where he used to be, right? Like, he does not need to go and greet people with guns outside of his house.
Nope.
That is something he does not need to do.
It's something maybe he grew up in a questionable
neighborhood
or a rough neighborhood where you had to be look out and be wary, and which
from Atlanta.
Sense.
I don't know where from in Atlanta,
right.
But like, you
so
know,
some of the areas there are not that great.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
So,
yeah.
So I get that, but then you should also, like, you know, I don't know. You shouldn't be pointing a gun at somebody. You should take it a different approach. You go up and ask him, like, what are you doing here? Or, like, you know, but I got
you're
at
the wrong house.
Probably high as
right,
fuck.
Exactly.
And paranoid.
If you're actually concerned that people are about to rob you, like I think is what he said, call the police.
I know.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's
especially
kind of
in the neighborhood
process.
You're in, they'll probably respond, like, pretty quick, like, knowing that's a high value, big houses.
Which is
like,
sad. Is how that works. They should respond equally.
Well,
to
I mean, but still, yeah, it's one of those things, but. Yeah, you just hope to see that situation, you know, because he's a guy that, you know, Timberwolves need everything right now. All their players, all these, you could say, good assets to their team, because they've been a shit show for like 30 years, except a few years that were exceptions.
I
want
to watch basketball. I haven't watched it in so long because it hasn't been fun to watch.
I know,
it's
bad.
Right. The Lynx are fun. They're always successful.
That is true.
Sylvia Fowles is disgusting.
I'm a huge college basketball. I love watching Gopher basketball, but they're obviously not as successful as they want to be, and it's so much more tough to be successful in college basketball. You got to be one of 68 teams to win it all, and they're just not close to that.
And I also don't think the Lynx are – they've lost a lot of key. I'm not sure how competitive they will be in the future.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I mean, Maya Moore's getting up there age-wise. I mean, because obviously the WNBA, the retirement age, is a lot earlier because a lot of these, you know, players are, you know, sometimes on maternity leave and then discard after they have the kid. They don't want to play anymore. They have enough money, and I understand that for
they
sure.
They have family and everything.
Yeah, definitely. But I still think at the same time, like, it's they're run by the same organization, but like whatever is happening on a WNBA side is translating to the league.
Yep.
So I don't know what it is with the Wolves that's just not happening. So it's just a matter of time before like I feel, I don't know. I feel like the Wolves just got to start making progress, and it's just you hope it's with the draft, and it's just not. It's just a weird draft this year because there's not like a set number one. It's James Wiseman in my opinion, but like you don't.
He doesn't want to even play for the Wolves.
No, and you don't need that. You have Cat. You know what I mean? So it's how can you keep Cat at this point? And you're not going to do that by drafting somebody who plays the same position. So it's like, and you know, LaMelo and Edwards are not number one guys in my opinion, and it's just a mess of a situation. So
it's
like
a shitty draft.
I know you hope you can move it. Like I know everybody's talking about Booker and everything.
I was about to bring that up.
That's a hell of a package. It's a hell of a package you got to put together because you got to have at least a one. So you got to have the number one pick, probably the number one in the next season. And then it's like, okay, who do you go from there? Who can you look at? Okogie? And it's like, I don't think Josh Okogie is enough to like really sell anybody. He doesn't score. He's a good defender, but like it's a whole mess. So like you'd have to give up some like potential future to like, you know, basically go in on the now and hope that the three of Booker, Russell, and Towns, and then whoever the hell else you end up, you know, fitting the cap in, like, make it happen. It's just, it's too much of a mess, you know?
Yeah. Especially the state of the NBA, like, how it's going with super teams. If the Timberwolves even want to remotely compete, they got to go all in on something and really make moves. Or do nothing at all because like you can't do this half-assed.
Let's
try to draft this player. You can do that maybe in the NHL, maybe the MLB. If you're gonna go all in, like you gotta really go. You have to go all in the NBA. You have to really go super far and spend a lot of money to the Timberwolves especially to compete. Yes. It's
there's marketing involved too, right? Like that's kind of why I don't mind the idea of LaMelo because like LeVar brings a large audience with him and his family does generate a lot of
attention.
And I mean that might be what the Wolves need at least to get people to go to the games or God at least to talk about the team. Like they're just so far from even being relevant, and it's like disappointing.
And they've been like that for years, minus a few exceptions, like I
since
said,
since KG
like 04
like,
and it's just so disappointing to watch. And I want the best of them, but it's been disappointing. Mm-hmm. And I know you said, and you're a big hockey guy, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah. Dire.
Like, and are you a Flyers fan, or are you turning around on the Wild?
I will always be a Flyers fan, but I'm somebody who appreciates the league. So like, there's not a team I don't follow.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Well, especially here in Minnesota, you obviously are following the team across town in St. Paul, the Wild.
Yeah, of course.
And we're the state of hockey, and they've almost been like a Timberwolves like team. Like, obviously, they've had more successful in the regular season and making playoffs, but
sure.
They haven't done shit in the postseason. And we're the state of hockey.
None of the teams.
They're pulling the Timberwolves. Like, they are.
They've been pulling the Timberwolves since it was cool to be pulling the Timberwolves because it's the state of hockey. And with two franchises, you've had two Stanley Cup appearances. And it's a shame, you know,
no
and of course, no championships,
either.
You know, of course, you could look at the college aspect and you could look at the U of M. And of course, Duluth is insane in the NCAA right now. They've won the past, two, three national championships?
Two in a row. They were on possibly on track to win a third. Obviously,
I think that the University of North Dakota, the number one ranked team at the time, would have pulled it out. But who knows?
The Gophers weren't really out of it either. They were going to the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
Before we
Gophers,
COVID
the
hit.
Gophers would have gotten smacked by anybody in the NCAA.
Hey, they were 14 and 10. Yeah, but they're
yeah,
but the thing is, they were like 7-10. They were on a roll at the end of the year. They were on fire a little bit. You never know.
U of M homer right here.
Yeah, but you never know.
They had a pulse.
Season M, we don't know.
Whatever they're doing 2 hours up north on the North Shore, they're doing something
they're
right
doing
up
something
there.
Right.
It's working. Yeah, it's
they're
working.
Pulling the state of hockey vibe up there.
The difference is with the Wild situation, though, right now, is that they're doing the right things to at least – they've realized that, number one, they fucked up when they signed Parisi and Suter to that long of a contract.
Yep.
I know people are going to give me shit for it because everybody fucking loves Parisi.
That's what they do
I
in
know.
Minnesota.
Well,
they
attach to players but not their skill levels.
Yeah, well –
it was the same with Maurer. Maurer should have been gone. Years before he retired,
right, and
but everyone loves Joe Maurer.
Well, and everybody loves Parisi because, and to his credit, he was the highest goal scorer on the team. But that's not something you should be proud of. That's a weird badge to get that your 35-year-old veteran is your highest scorer on your team.
That should just raise more questions.
Yeah, it should raise more questions. And it's just like, you know, you had this back diving contract that obviously like is not a thing anymore after the 2013 lockout. And so now you're trying to rebuild the team in the image of, you know, the modern NHL. And so it's very, very different. So you can, what the difference is that you can't just have a bunch of heavy hitters on the first line and hope for the best. It's like you got to make sure you're balanced up and down.
Four lines deep, man.
And so that's what they're trying to build towards. And so with Kaprizov and Rossi, Fiala is I think Fiala is going to be fucking incredible. He's going to be the captain in at least a couple seasons.
He's getting better and better.
He's just incredible.
He's a superstar. Hey, that'd be a fun little question right now. Who do you think the next captain of the Minnesota Wild is going to be?
I mean,
Marcus Foligno, as Bubba would say.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. He's still the fun. God damn. No, I mean, well, I think it's going to be Suter. I think Suter is going to be the cap.
Yeah,
he seems like a really, you know, solid guy, you know, in the locker room.
I think maybe a small chance Spurgeon gets it.
I would love to see it, especially because he's local too. So that's really, really cool. So I think it would be really neat to see that. I think just in general, I prefer to have defenders be your captains because they're a lot more like even keel and like level headed. Like I love like Mark Giordano is one of my favorite players, and like he captains the Flames really fucking well. So like I think that's incredible. But yeah, I'd be interested to see like who would be the next captain. I think it's Suter. I think Spurgeon could definitely get thrown in there and, you know, put his name in the hat. You're seeing a lot of influx of younger captains, and I think it's just because fucking Edmonton, just their whole team's their whole team's 19. Yeah. So it's just like they're just like fuck it, they're just gonna go in there and let McDavid be the captain, and
Buffalo did that with Eichel too, right?
But he's in a situation now where he has people around him that can help, like with Stahl could help him influence, you know, in certain ways of how to be a better captain. So and Taylor Hall too, like that team's gonna be nasty. They're gonna be interesting for sure. They just need a goalie.
Buffalo, the Sabres. Who is their goalie right now?
It's Linus Allmark.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's a switch between...
He's brutally inconsistent.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, well, there's name a goalie that isn't, dude. Right. Goalies just guess, dude. Right. Like, just hope for the best.
Yeah, it's hit or miss.
Yeah,
that's what I noticed, but... Yeah, I just it's frustrating. Like you can talk about the Timberwolves' frustration, but the team like the Wild, where we pride ourselves on being a state hockey winning...
Right.
You know, it's hard to, like... In the NHL, obviously, you can't just pick... You don't just pick players from Minnesota. Some can get drafted somewhere. You can't control it, but still, like... How you can't
look at Canada,
drive a team.
When's the last time a Canadian team won a Stanley Cup? You know, 50% of the players are
93.
From Canada.
I know.
Just like, Minnesota, it's like we have a lot of great NHLers from Minnesota, but you know that doesn't like determine how good the Minnesota Wild are.
Right,
they're like two separate things.
Right, Blake Wheeler. I was going to say captain of the Jets. He's from Burnsville. I want to say Burnsville.
He's not Burnsville, but he's
local.
Yeah,
I know
he's a
local.
Minnesota.
Anders Lee,
Dustin Byfuglien.
They play for the Gophers.
From Rousseau or whatever.
Zach Parise, Bloomington, right?
Yeah, Bloomington. Sure. Yeah, a lot of great NHLers out there from Minnesota.
Jake Gardner from Minnetonka, who plays for the Leafs. I mean, we could go all day if we wanted to.
He's with the Hurricanes now. Actually, he's always that recent dealer. Was Cody Ceci? I don't know. It's one of those.
He did get moved. You're right.
He got moved. I don't know. The Leafs made so many fucking moves, and like they're poised to win a cup. They just need to fucking figure it out.
It looks like it, but like I'm not sure. Do you see like 85% of their cap is dedicated to forwards?
Oh yeah,
it's
for
ridiculous.
Sure. But they're in a situation now, especially with the flat cap. You know, the flat cap. I almost said flat tax. That's like completely different.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah,
no politics. No, thank you. No, thank you. But with the flat cap, they made a lot of like good moves because like in general, they're a lot like the Dallas Cowboys where it's just like people want to play there because it's a name. So like, you know, with the Leafs, it's just you can get older vets that can like build around like obviously the Matthews, the Marners, the Nylanders. They're not going to be able to re-sign Nylander. There's no fucking way. Like no chance in hell. But it'll be interesting to see. I just think I think they have the skills. They just don't have the coaching or the support in the front office to keep that going, you know? So, I don't know, man. It's a fucking messy league. It always is.
Yeah. Is Austin Matthews more or less attractive with a mustache?
Oh, dude. The mustache is, like, there's not many people can rock it. And Austin Matthews out here with his, like, dirty Escobar stash. I can rock with it.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah, I like the mustache.
You always see him popping up and stuff. He's always, like, interacting with Justin Bieber and all that shit.
There's some great fucking facial. I mean, obviously, Burnsy. We all know Brett Burns.
Which,
Joe Thornton. Wild player. Beard. Yeah. Joe Thornton, he's another great one.
That beard, man.
Dude.
Fuck. Joe Thornton.
Phenomenal. Dude, Andre Palat from fucking
Jets.
The Lightning.
Line
A. You're thinking Line A. Line A needs to stop growing out his fucking beard. Like, God knows if
he looks better just shaved. Like,
Bubba's always like, he looks like a terrorist, is what he always says about Line A. It's like, come on, Bubba.
God damn. Yeah, but Andre Palat, like, you didn't think he could rock a beard, and then he proved it, and then you just kind of went with it. You were like, you know, we can fuck with it. You know, nobody beats Patty Maroon. I think Patty Maroon is
elite.
Elite. Yeah.
Maroon, it just looks so like
I mean,
it's clean. It's like, it just fucking looks like a boss out there.
I mean, I think 60s, 70s, 80s, I think maybe the MLB had the edge on facial hair, but it has to be NHL.
Yeah, they were
right?
Mustaches.
It's clearing, man. It's
mustaches
just,
was like 80s MLB.
Yeah, the roly fingers doing the curling up his mustache and stuff like that.
Yeah, 1800s, 19th century shit.
But now you got that caveman shit here in the NHL,
yeah,
so you can rock with it. Yeah,
like,
seriously.
There's no grooming the beard. It's just flat out grow it out.
It's
see
missing
where it
the
goes.
First four teeth right here, you know?
Yep,
yeah. Right.
It's fucking perfect.
Ovechkin's look.
Oh my god,
the
dude!
Look.
So bad.
He's so great, dude. It's so bad, and he'll still be fucking nasty for the next. Like, he'll be playing until he's 45. He has that kind of skill, dude. He's gonna be like Chelios.
I think you know the shot's one of the last things that you're gonna lose, and as long as he has that shot, he's gonna be dead.
He doesn't need to lose. If he loses speed, whatever. But as long as he can still set
just
up,
just line
places,
him up on the left side on the fucking power play, and
that's all he needs.
Stand in front of the net. Go ahead, go nuts, dude. Like, seriously. They just need that's another team that needs fucking help because Washington's gonna be ass within like the next 3 years.
Who's their goalie now?
It's gonna be Samsonov.
Yep.
Yeah,
Samsonov.
I think it's gonna be interesting.
Samsonov. Snuff.
It'll be interesting with Vancouver too, because getting Holtby. Vancouver had a low key good free agency because they ended up trading for Nate Schmidt from
Vegas.
Vegas.
That's right.
He's nasty as fuck too.
He's a former Gopher, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
Nate Schmidt.
Yeah.
That's another team though that's gonna have salary cap issues down the line too. Mm. They have some pretty bad contracts over there.
Benning's fucking terrible. Benning's as bad as Chuck Fletcher was. Like, they just don't talk about him as much. Obviously because
Chuck
it's just
Fletcher.
Like, well, when you think about Western Canada, you think about Peter Chiarelli, and that's it. That's the only person you need to think about. But then like you forget how bad Jim Benning is. This is GM, so they're not gonna be able to afford Pettersson. They're not gonna be able to afford Besser. You know, Horvat's gonna get a fucking big ass payday. Like, mm-hmm. Who knows, dude? Yeah.
I'm so excited. Minnesota Wild, they actually got Vancouver's old scouting guy this year. I totally forgot his name, but the guy who drafted Peterson,
that was
Peterson,
like
the person drafted Besser.
Yeah,
he's
for
the Minnesota Wild organization now as our head of scouting. That's pretty huge pickup.
And Billy
Guerin's
doing big things, man.
And I love his quote.
Gotta make moves.
If just like what he said, if I do nothing, we're just gonna remain the same.
Yeah,
that's not the goal here. I love that
dude,
quote so much.
And that's like so totally against the norm here in Minnesota. They kind of try to keep things the same. And he's from Pittsburgh, a place he saw them win cups and made moves. He's coming here and just, like, gutting it.
And
he doesn't care. People are getting pissed at him, but it's like, no.
As a fan, you'd rather have a GM that's going to try to make moves and
fail. Take some risks, yeah.
Than just, you know, losing to the Blackhawks
in
the second
Fletcher,
round of the playoffs.
Chuck Fletcher
first round.
Yeah, Chuck Fletcher was pulling the, like, let's not do that.
Well,
let's
no, I got that shaft.
Yeah,
I got that shit, so that's fun.
You know, man, it's just a shit show. But, I know our listeners love it. We can go on about, like, the salary caps, and it's so, well, yeah, it's so
hey, really quick, what do you think of Dave Haskell?
Dave Haskell?
Let's not talk about it, all right?
Okay.
I mean, great for y'all. I was going to say, did some big things for y'all, but
yeah
fuck that shit. No, thank you.
Did not work out, to say the least.
No, I mean, I think it's so funny that Elaine ended up going from New York to Philly and, like, within the division. And, like, the team looked good. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but it's just they need so much work, man. They're so young. They're just so unbelievably young. Carter Hart's amazing, but, like, I just – there's so many question marks on that team, so – I don't know, man. I could talk hockey all day. Fuck, I need to get, like, a fucking hockey podcast going soon.
You do, but no kidding. One last thing. I mean, when do you foresee the NHL season starting up? Because the NBA just announced December 22nd.
Right.
So when's the NHL going to start?
Well,
I
know the AHL's starting in February. EC is going to start literally the same week as the NBA. I've heard they're going for the first. They're trying to. But it's looking more and more like February as things goes
which
on.
Which sucks. I feel like they could have, if they organize. I mean, I'm not them. I know they wanted a break at the end of September, but I mean, the NBA finished after the Stanley Cup, and they're starting earlier.
Well, one big issue is Canada is not really letting people travel back.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
They have like eight, eight teams or six teams or whatever in Canada.
That's what they
have
to coordinate. I guess that's what's different.
So I remember like the NHL was looking at having like a Canada only season and a USA only
season
for like the first month or two of the season so they get around it. But like, you know, there's so many logistics involved in this.
There's an idea that it would be strictly divisional games. So they would be, and like you said, they would have a northern division where it'd be all seven Canadian teams playing each other. And I heard rumors about Minnesota being in there, but like, obviously
we are a southern province.
It's fucking close, dude. We're basically
much.
Manitoba, dude. Like, but at the same time, so I've heard that, but I heard the optimistic one is 48 games like they did in 2013 with the lockout.
With the lockout, which worked out fine. I mean, that's better than just having nothing. So I think I feel like they could. I think the Canada thing is the only holding them back. Because honestly, the way the NHL was a pioneer in, at least when COVID started, and getting something ready, like they were one of the first ones to get like a return to player talking about it, I guess, with the
NBA.
They
fucking killed it. Yeah, they really did.
Zero so, positive test the whole time.
So I would have thought with that confidence, they would have been like super adamant, let's start middle of December. Let's get going again.
The bubble is, that's the answer. Look, the NBA bubble was great too.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's the answer.
You just need more spots. So you can't just do Toronto and Edmonton. You have to do like Toronto, Edmonton, Vancouver, Ottawa, like whoever else. Like you need like more arenas.
Yeah. Well, do you think they're going to go with the bubble bit when they come back? Are they going to do it like the NFL is kind of doing and the MLB where they do, you know, go between, you know, fly around but just have no fans? Or
I think for the player's sanity, they should be able to travel. But I think at the same time, like in, you know, for logistics and if you don't want any positive cases, because like God knows when this shit's going to be over.
Yeah.
I think your best bet is to just go bubble. But I think the players were very much like, fuck this shit. Like, I ain't trying to, like, you know, go and do, like, a 6-month thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they hated the 2 to 3 month thing. Like,
yeah, that's a lot of time away and being in the same place. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, you stir crazy.
And you got to think, though, not every. It was only two teams that were in it the full 3 months. Or the full 2 months, but with the season, literally no one's getting eliminated or anything. It's going to be all these teams, literally like longer than that, even longer than 2 months. It's going to be that would be a shit show. So I think they would obviously. I think they would figure out at least the start, like what the NFL's doing and stuff.
I got one last hockey topic for us. I'd love to hear all of your guys' answers on this. What do you guys think of the OHL taking Hidden out this year?
That's bullshit. Mm.
That's so stupid.
Dumb as shit.
It's part of the sport.
Zero hits league.
Damn, I mean, they were a zero hits league before this fucking shit. This is just official. They just don't do.
This was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
The OHL is like the fucking. The OHL and the Q are very, very soft. The WHL is where you get the goons.
Yeah.
So like that's where you get more of the guys that are just out there just ramming into each other and stuff like that.
Right. Each other up.
Yeah.
It's still so weird to hear this a league though. It's a no hitting.
It's a league that's a step away from the big time, and there's no hitting. And they say because it's COVID protocols. At this point, just cancel the season. That's a basic element.
Look at a face off. Those guys are within 6 feet.
There's going to be other instances where you're close, like a corner battle. You know, guys are head to head in there.
Power play close to your own players.
Against the board. You know, like
just make them wear the fucking clear
whatever.
Just make them wear the clear visors, like the. They already wear full cages. Just fucking change it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Have like little astronaut helmets on for
Dude,
fuck's sake.
You're fucking cool. Like whatever. Like I don't know.
Don't change the sport. I feel like that should be the last possible option if you're worried about COVID is changing the sport. There's so many other things.
And here's the
thing.
Like there's people's livelihoods on the line here. There's draft positions on the line.
Right.
Some people thrive in a more physical league, and some people are going to thrive in that no hitting skill environment. All the little guys are going to be fucking all over the ice this year, and all the big guys are going to definitely be at a huge disadvantage.
Well, they'll learn how to be more finesse, I think, and I think that'll be great for their draft stock in that sense, because you don't unlearn how to hit.
True, but if you go, when you go to the NHL, it's all about physicality. A lot of it is physicality, and you need to be developed for that, especially if you're a defenseman.
Exactly. Not everybody's Scott Niedermayer. They're not going to be out here like little guy just fucking.
Chris Pronger, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a little more in that.
Cross-checking you in the fucking face.
Yeah, right.
Fucked up.
No, absolutely. But I feel bad for these small towns, because you think about all these like towns that have these OHL teams.
This is their entertainment.
It's their entertainment, and also like a lot of their revenue. Like think about Owen Sound, Ontario. I'm sorry. Do you know anybody from that motherfucker? No.
Nope.
But the Owen Sound Attack fucking runs it. You know what I mean? Like, that's where people do shit every single weekend, and that's where a lot of the money's made in the town, like a lot of revenue. So
the only reason I know like Canadian towns is because of places like the OHL.
Absolutely,
like,
dude.
That, you know, like
crazy,
you know,
names.
Canada has a town called London, you know, like I never would have known that before. But
like, fuck, the Medicine Hat Tigers? Like, I didn't know this shit.
Dumba's from there, right?
Yeah, he is.
Saskatchewan.
He's from Regina. Or is he from Regina? Regina, Saskatchewan?
Regina, Saskatchewan. I think so.
He's from Sasky. I know he's from Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
But
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
That's a great name to say.
Yeah, it is. Moose Jaw's a top-notch name for a town.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan?
Moose Jaw,
yeah.
Gosh, that's great, though. But we can move on.
Yeah, enough hockey. Sorry.
Enough hockey.
That was a hell of a discourse.
It's a good conversation. It's a fun conversation. We know our listeners love it.
We're big hockey guys over here.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's you can't not discuss hockey on the Minnesota Rundown. Minnesota is the state. hockey is in her blood, and her blood is in the game, just like in the Wild theme song, right?
I can't believe you just quoted the theme song.
Hey, you're such a fucking homer.
Dude, that's so bad.
I appreciate the commitment to it. Like, you know, I can rock with the commitment, but yeah, fuck.
It's really bad sometimes, and they've seen it. It's come out of me really bad. Jesus. Sometimes standing up, yelling
at
the TV.
We will fight to the end.
And we will stand and defend our flag flying high and free. I can't think right now about the lyrics. But it's a great song. It's super catchy, just like the Minnesota Runners.
I wrote a blog about it once.
You did. One of the very first blogs at 10K Takes was about the Minnesota
Wild
theme.
How underrated the theme song
was. It's great. It's fucking awesome. It's definitely in my top 10 greatest songs.
Get a half chop every time it comes on.
You have to, man. You can't or get whatever. Never mind. I'm going to say
it. Yeah,
your pants do get tight a little bit. Let's just put it that way. But let's move on to our final segments here, the social simp segment, where we talk about, you know, we give our like idiot that we've seen on social media, or it could be in general, in public, whatever, you know, whether it relates to sports or something that you saw in your life or whatever, more so relating to sports or something on social media or something dumb you saw tweeted out. You know, go for it. We talk about it. I don't know, Eric, if you have one, or if
I
you
do.
Just want to sit back and okay, you have one. So
I came prepared, bro.
You came prepared.
Yeah.
Go for it. Well, who's your social simp for the
week?
Well,
my social simp got to go to Marlon Humphrey. So of course, Marlon Humphrey from the Baltimore Ravens. I'm guessing you went to Clemson. I forget where you went to school. But he tweeted out last night, told y'all Clemson don't even need Trevor Lawrence to beat ND. And right under it just says, Ronnie Stanley, shut up, bro. Who, of course, you know, Ronnie Stanley was an offensive lineman for Notre Dame. And a little early for that tweet because Notre Dame ended up winning
L.
in double overtime.
Big L.
So, I don't know.
Never tweet that while the game is
still cold
happening.
Ice cold take. Ice cold take from Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah.
So.
See ya. Along the same lines of college football and Notre Dame, mine's from Bubba. You know, he's a bandwagon Notre Dame fan, and he literally was like, look, Gophers, that's how you fucking win. It's like the Gophers won yesterday, too. I don't know. That's just an invalid chirp.
It took,
what do you mean
he's really bad?
It took two extra periods. Like, I don't
know. Yeah,
so,
yeah, we won in four quarters. You won in six. I think
it's I don't know what he's trying to say. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, you know, he's also my – that's very similar social simp for me, too. What Bubba did in this situation is he literally said that's how you get a win, Gopher fans. And then when we like started coming after him, he just pulled out the victim card and he was like, "Why are you guys being so mean to me?" It's like, dude, because you call out everyone, and then when people give you shit back, you can't handle it. So why call people out in the fucking first place? That's why he's my social sim, because he can't handle it after he calls people.
Yeah,
out.
Well, yeah,
and,
that's an L.
Yeah, and he's a total bandwagon. Like,
why is he a Notre Dame fan?
My grandpa went to fucking ministry school
or
there,
something
like that.
I don't
like,
know. Or
that doesn't mean
I don't
anything.
Even know if he went to Notre Dame exactly. Something. He grew up. I didn't have cable, so all he watched was NBC, and Notre Dame was on. Okay, okay, whatever.
Was he 50?
But I don't know.
Allegedly,
but it's like it's like that would be like me saying I'm an Alabama fan because at one period we didn't have cable for a year because my dad went on strike. He was between jobs, so we had to get rid of cable. So I had to watch. I only had like 20 channels, so CBS, I'd watch CBS college football.
Right.
It'd always be SEC and Alabama.
SEC, yeah.
Yep. And that's what I'd watch. Oh, I'm an Alabama fan, by that logic. Makes no fucking sense. The NCAA football song. I think the SEC CBS theme song is I don't know. I know that. Don't ask me. I know.
I'm impressed. You're like just ringing these out like constantly. I'm impressed by this.
It's bad.
Oh, he never stops doing it. He's always humming something.
I never stop. But going back to Bubba, for you that don't know that, describing this, he'll be the one. He probably was doing it as he was tweeting that out. He's the guy as he's wearing a Gopher football polo or Gopher polo or shirt. Jake, what happened to your team? Your team sucks. Go Notre Dame.
Dude,
you're wearing a
mirror.
Gopher pullover. I'm only a fan of the basketball. Well, what the fuck does that mean? You're a Minnesota guy. You're a Gopher fan whether you like it or not. So I still don't understand your connection with Notre Dame to say like your team sucks. They should take a page out of Notre Dame's playbook. No, stop. I don't know. I still don't know why you have the right. You can like
what
them,
playbook?
Great.
Let's not act like Brian Kelly has like a fucking, you know, wizard like fucking of spells and shit.
I wish
like
Bubba
just,
was here because he would just be.
Oh,
he'd probably disagree.
Going off right now.
Oh, dude,
listen up, motherfucker.
Bring me back, man. I'll be here.
Yeah,
Well, just you and Bubba. Yeah. just set you and Bubba up for having a debate on Notre Dame
football. Oh, my God. No, I just make him upset. I feel like
it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Very easy.
It's very easy.
He claims
I make a lot of people upset with my sports takes. It's not just, you know, that's kind of a common thing. My goal is just to dunk on everything.
It'd be
even if
funny.
I believe it otherwise.
Yeah.
It'd be funny to mess with Bubba on it for sure.
Yeah.
But. So Zane, did you give your full social simp?
That was my social simp.
It was just the Bubba bit. Well, my social simp comes from I don't know if you've seen these, Eric, but like, and people probably know listening in that we make some of these. We take press conferences of players and coaches, and we act like we're asking, and we cut out the part where the guy's asking the question.
The Mike Zimmer clips are choice. Yes, for sure.
But we keep their response in. So we had a Kirk Cousins one. I don't know if you saw it. I'll play it here really quick.
Please do.
But it's where Cousins is answering a question. I think just listen to this. Like we edited this. We modified this. The question that's being asked is us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just context.
No one was. We were never saying this is like a real thing.
Yeah, and most people get it. But just listen. This is.
Hey, Kirk, not a question, more of a statement, but after the Packers game, I went to Pizza Ranch and stuffed my face full of dessert pizza and thought about your wife.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So that was obviously manipulated. The journalist said something totally different, and people, this is what people are commenting. Like, some people are like, oh, my gosh, it's so funny, and usually we get this on TikTok, but this is right. This is on Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter's the world of idiots.
Weirdly, people thought this
TikTok,
was...
But still, yeah, idiots. Yeah.
Why people thought... People were commenting on, like, this is real. This is from Strew Hat Nate on Twitter. He's like, also, did Kirk just reply nice to a dude admitting he thought about his wife? Like, I mean, I don't know if he's just being super sarcastic.
Head, dude.
But then there was another guy that says, what the hell? And then someone comments, this Devinator 20... At Devinator 23 Bear. What the fuck? With, like, a cringe emoji, and someone comments back, crazy, right? Can't believe he said that. Like, dude, like, this is a joke. You can't, like, if you took a click, like, you can see their clip. If you clicked on our main page, you would see delivering the most entertaining unfiltered takes of Minnesota sports. You would know memes, videos, yep. blogs. You would know it's fake.
It's a meme. It's literally a meme.
I mean, it's entertaining for us.
Yeah. They don't read the bio.
They don't take the context.
So my social simp goes to all those individuals truly thinking that. Like, we've said this for weeks. Like, when we first did it, we're flattered that you think it's real. But it's now we've done this for, like, a month now. And especially on Twitter, people have been pretty commonsensical about it. This usually comes from little kids on TikTok, and you see people are like, "Oh wow, this is, you said that, and you can't believe it. You're missing the joke. You're totally you know, putting, you know, your brain is getting mixed around, like you're overthinking this. You're not getting the joke and just having a laugh, sir. You're going to bed stressed out about this, about why you said that and what's the deal with this, and it's just a joke, man. Like Like, calm down. And we see these people all the time.
It's like funny. Anytime I dunk on Edina on TikTok, like, people get pissed. They're just like, it's not that bad, okay? Yeah. And I'm like, I know.
It's a joke.
But everyone else does it. It's a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of it's true. Some of them are dicks in Edina. But most of them are jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're still cake eaters. It's a nice place, but they're still cake eaters.
They're still fucking cake eaters.
But also just chill the fuck out. Like, Jesus.
Dial it back with the Edina Homer.
Seriously, though. But let's move on to our, and I'm sure you're prepared for this too, Eric.
I am prepared.
The boom and bust segment we do, where we give you know, one boom, one positive, one big thing that happened.
In 2020, it's easier to come up with a bust, but
it really is. But that's why a boom is even more important if you can come up with one. You give something bright to shine through, you know, a wad of shit of 2020 of what it is. But and then we also a bust. You also give a bust, which is something negative that happened. Eric, you want to go first on this?
Sure.
As well?
Yeah. So I'll give my bust first because it's easier for
Perfect.
Me. Because
give me the bad news first.
Yeah, because Cole Quid can't fucking get the time off for a punt today.
Oh god.
So yeah, God, that was fun. Two block punts. That's never a good time.
Oh, it was two. I thought it was. Just, oh my
god. No, there was two.
The
of
first
them.
One. Oh no.
There was two of them.
Especially with the Vikings that like photoshadows like in like we are cursed with.
Special teams nightmares.
With special teams nightmares. You can't be doing that, man. Like you can't be doing that. Like we can't. If we somehow make the playoffs, it'll be because of a miraculous comeback after starting 1-5. You can't go into a playoff game and then lose on a kicking situation.
Punting should be the most routine thing in football.
Seriously,
I get with like extra points and field goals. There's some variables to that. You know, that can change it. But punting, I mean, it's a simple like motion that. Should not, and to get twice in one game, that is very concerning.
It was also like back to back drives too.
Oh,
it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's bad.
No, but that was a fun time. I'd say for my was it bang boom
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 bang boom
bang
boom
energy
boom bang
energy.
Shout out Trevor
Not
Wallace.
Not official sponsor.
True. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bang Energy, bro.
I was going to say, just, like, big news this weekend and everything. I just, like, much love to Kamala Harris. I mean, like, bipartisan approach mm-hmm. here. Just, like, mm-hmm. first female vice president. And she's, you know, a person of color. Like, that's right. huge. That's yeah. some serious progression.
Well, it's about
here.
Time. We. Yeah. I think it's yeah, politics, political party aside, it's about time you see. We've had women. We've always had women on all sides win in House and Senate seats and even gubernatorial you know, seats. We have female women
Supreme
governor,
Court, a woman just
Supreme,
added
yeah,
as
Supreme
well.
Court.
Yeah. People aren't too happy about her, it seems.
But yeah. it's still a woman, you know.
Still is a woman.
And
it's awesome to see just more, like,
diversity.
You gotta switch it up. Old white guys get annoying.
Yeah
they fucking
bad.
Suck, dude.
It's bad. But no, it's good. It's about time you
We're a big country with, you know, so many different races, ethnicities, and so many different cultures all in one. And you're going to need all of those different people to be on the board governing the fucking country.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So it's good to see.
I don't want, like, a white dude figuring out, like, what the fuck matters to people of color. You know what I mean? So it's like how, you know, the fact that we have somebody literally at second in command who is a person of color, a biracial person, like mm-hmm. And a woman as well.
Yep.
Like, there's all different, you know, things that could be getting done, or at least, you know, perspectives that.
Well, they have a pulse on it.
Yeah, a pulse on it. Perspectives we've never seen before. So,
yep, exactly.
Not to get political, but, like, that's pretty fucking dope.
That's a great, that's a good boom for the country,
yeah,
though.
For
yeah.
sure. It's a big
a
boom.
To democracy.
Yes.
In general. For the future, obviously. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'll give mine. My boom, this is a big boom. This might have been the biggest boom of 2020. I'm not
boom!
This whole thing with Julia Rose.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I don't know if you followed
it's a
the,
good bit.
The... It's not even drama. It was, like, the best night of my life.
Yes.
So we took a video. We film a lot of dumb shit in the studio of just kind of the shit we do messing around in here. And I found a boyfriend application online that you could send to a chick, like, as a joke. I mean, it's
right.
pretty official document. You have to put a lot of kind of personal information
like
on there.
But
I filled it out and emailed it to Julia Rose, the Instagram model, and, you know, the chick of flash of titties of the World
yes,
Series.
Okay. I was
yeah,
going to say,
gorgeous.
I swear I've heard that
like
name. Yeah.
12 out of 10 hot.
Nice.
So anyways, I emailed it to her and Zane got a quick clip of me explaining it, right? And I said, yeah, we'll tweet it at her, see what happens. Sure enough, she fucking retweets it and she writes like, no, don't call us. We'll call you, winky face. And like, it's pretty funny because she does not interact with people on Twitter very often. Like most models, she just kind of posts like pictures of her stuff and,
right.
and it's a thirst trap, which yeah, is, I mean, that's the point.
That's how they make money.
But yep. it was weird because you scroll through her profile and it's like model picture, model picture, model picture. And then it's like me. And like still looking at her profile, I'm like I'm the first thing on there.
That's a dub, bro.
So
that's a big dub.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I made a whole video. People were like, random ass people were following me and DMing me, and they're like, yeah, get that pussy, bro. I'm like, all right, let's dial that back a little bit.
Yep. No, that we don't yeah, we don't condone that. So.
I like that. There's some great like replies to that video, by the way. Like someone says, this dude isn't Jake Paul. He should automatically be considered. You know all this
stuff
because she's dating Jake Paul.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. She well, and then, she was. And then my counteract to the bit is I've never heard of that guy.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. I don't know who
he's
he is.
He's on some Disney Channel show, wasn't he?
Yeah,
fuck.
He's some,
I don't know, some stupid
he's
shit.
One of those 18-year-old TikTok kids who's just shaking
a
his ass.
Bag.
In Los Angeles. But yeah, so that was my boom. I haven't heard back from her yet, but, you know, I guess, in the corporate world, it does take a while to process applications.
2-3 weeks,
and
yeah.
Yeah, and there's got to be other applicants thanks to me. You know, I blaze the trails. Yeah. It's like, let's stop sending pictures of our penises and DMs. Let's start sending out official documents for the position we are applying for. So, you know, credit to me for bringing a little more structure into the dating life.
You should
there may be some other positions open, too. She might have some friends.
Yeah,
you
like, like a friends with benefit.
Just
like a wedding date. Like
wedding
she,
date.
She needs to go to a wedding and just, you know, needs to bring a guy there. I mean, that's fine.
Exactly. Maybe she's got some other hot friends, you know. It might be another situation there, you know.
Yep.
Might find yourself and
you never know.
Yeah.
Maybe one day she'll try to start the male pornography version. Right now she has a bunch of female pornography people under her label.
Yep.
You can be in charge of that.
Yep.
You know? You could be the first
guy.
My wife.
Yeah, I could manage that, sure. Okay, my bust. The trade deadline for the NFL was on Tuesday. Ironically, it was election day. Just nothing happened. There were like two very small trades. Like Patriots made one of them with Miami for like a 6th-round draft. It was boring, and people were hyping it up. They were excited. Everyone woke up that morning. They're like, "I'm ready for the shitstorm that's going to happen." And like an hour from the deadline, everyone's like, "Here we go." And then like 30 minutes to the deadline, everyone's like, "Wait, is nothing going to happen?" And then it just ended, and it was like silence.
I feel
it was
like
so depressing.
I feel like the NFL trade deadline is like always under the radar as it is. Like a lot of teams don't trade in general.
In the middle of the season, I guess. Like in the summer, you'll see a lot of shit happening.
Absolutely.
But I still figured, I don't know. And maybe with 2020, like you don't want guys going from one facility to another. Like that's just going to spread COVID like fucking wildfire.
True.
But I mean, it was like, it's still kind of like, damn, I wish something would happen.
It's a conspiracy because the election was happening. They couldn't do a deadline.
Yeah.
Like, there's no trade.
Jesse Ventura's typing.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Ventura's Alex Jones is going nuts right now.
But yeah, that's
no, yeah, there wasn't a lot. I didn't hear a lot of news.
A little disappointing, but you know, whatever. I mean, I wasn't like thrown off about it. It's just something, you know, in years like this, just something to happen is like what you wait for.
Yeah, some NFL news or whatever.
Talk about anything, not a shakeup, virus or politics. It's like, what would have been a nice change of pace, but you know, I guess
whatever. Nothing happened. Yep. The Vikings would have done stuff if they would have probably lost to the Packers or definitely dropped these two games
for
sure.
Eight,
but
more draft picks.
They've won the last two games, so they're looking better. But I guess going to my boom and bust, my boom is I went deer hunting this weekend. It was deer opener. Didn't get shit, but it was beautiful. Usually I'm freezing my ass off this time of year in a deer stand, just sitting there freezing and you know, I feel like I'm gonna get frostbite and I question my life, like why do I put myself in a tree and just sit here all day? Because venison is damn good. But I didn't get anything, but I was there on Saturday and it was beautiful. It was nice. I was actually enjoying. It was like it wasn't cold. I can sit here and not be miserable. I watched the gophers a little bit in the stand, and
you were one with nature.
I was one with nature. Yep. It was great. Good luck to all deer hunters. Hopefully, you did get a deer. I didn't. I'm just not a good luck at deer hunting. I still haven't shot a deer, and I've been doing it for eight fucking years.
So is that also your bust then?
Well, it could be my bust. I could have shot a deer a few years ago, but I'm that dumbass. I'm waiting for a buck. And I could have shot a nice doe and got the venison, but that's deer hunting lingo. There's people like, I don't fucking deer. What the fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What the fuck you do? What the fuck is venison? Well, if people don't know, venison is it's
very good meat.
It's a meat. It's like deer meat, but it's
like deer meat, or is it deer meat?
It is. I was thinking like substance. I was like connecting with like it's like, you know, you eat like steak or something like from a cow or whatever. It tastes a little different, but it's the same.
A little gamier.
It depends on how you prepare it. Jerky's so good.
Jerky's amazing.
Venison sticks. Oh, my God. They're so good. Sausage. Oh, my gosh. Like, people listening probably had it and didn't even know it. Like, I don't know. Have you had venison?
I mean, I'm as far from the country boy as, like, possible. So, like, I fished for the first time this year.
Yeah. What?
So,
well,
yeah,
if I get
real
venison,
talk,
like,
if you throw venison on one of those platters where there's, like, club crackers and cheddar cheese, it's... Mm. There's probably nothing better in the world than that.
I'm glad y'all glazed over the sausage. Fact that I hadn't fished until this year ever. So
yeah,
like that's very nice.
I mean, that's very bananas.
You know,
yeah.
It's fish crazy is good to too. Just kind of think of just the differences between city living and, you know, I guess this is also, we're still technically city guys, but, you know, there's a bunch of lakes here. You know, there's a bunch of hunting areas around.
There's a lot more shit to do, like, outdoor things here.
You just go 2 hours north, you're in the, like, I mean, where I hunt is 3 hours north, but that's still not incredibly far. You go 3 hours north, it's nothing up there. Like, I'm walking 2 miles in the woods, it's just nothing, which I like because you can get away, but just nothing. You walk around, it's just dirt roads, and then you go 3 hours south and it's city, and it's kind of cool. That's, you get that difference. You go to the lake, go, yeah, it's awesome. You just go out of the cities, you get away.
PA is a whole different world. Like, just, well, not so much PA, but Philadelphia is a whole different world. It's just like, you don't even think about venturing into nature, and then it's just like, you move here and you're just like, you kind of have to.
It's like it's like on It's Always Sunny, Charlie Kelly, like, never left Philly until he was like in his 30s.
That's everybody. That's literally everyone. I left Philly. Everybody was like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, the closest version of nature to Philly is, what, eating horse shit after winning a Super Bowl?
Yeah, probably.
You're one with nature, you're one with the horses.
Head out to Lancaster County for that shit. I was going to say that or Jersey Shore, because Jersey Shore is right there, too. And, like, all of us in fucking high school wanted to look like fucking Vinny. We all had the same fucking haircut.
I can imagine.
We all had the same
vibe.
Yeah, oh, my God, dude. Seriously, GTL, man.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. But I respect that. I've never gone hunting before. That's another thing I've never done.
Well, it's a good time, as long as it's not too cold.
If I ever get venison and we come into the studio sometime or vice versa, I'll give you some venison jerky or six.
Thanks,
bud. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Appreciate
it's pretty good. I mean, I'll give it to everybody here.
Oh, shit. Hey, Jake.
So good.
Jake. You'd actually have to kill a deer.
That's true. You
I know. Well,
don't get ahead of yourself, Jacob.
Well, no. See, I was hunting with other people, including family, with my dad. I don't know. It's Sunday. I don't know if he got a deer as of today. He still hunted today. He might have got a deer. Someone else might have got a deer. And we it's in Minnesota. One family gets a deer. You share the venison a little bit.
Well,
so
yeah,
I might get some.
You get a fuck ton of it.
Sure. Yeah, well, it depends on the size of the deer, or you can get a shit ton, and it's crazy.
Deer
are
thick out in this motherfucker.
It's
so
cool too,
because
it saves you money.
They're big bitches.
You get a meal. You know, you get a meal. You do, like, you know.
Can you feel
address
a deer?
What?
Could you field dress a deer?
Like gut it and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it once. Like, I did it for, like, my brother's deer, and it was one time, so it was kind of weird. Like, I couldn't really... Wasn't the best.
She's a YouTube.
I just need to do it.
It's the worst goddamn smell.
It's really bad.
I've been around like my dad gutted one like right in front of me.
It's so bad.
Terrible. Seriously, the most disgusting smell you'll ever.
But yeah, it's pretty bad. But it's worth it in the end when you get that meat because, yep. Like I said, it's like when you do eat it, like you feel like, oh wow, this is something I actually like hunted and got myself, and you know, you didn't have to go to the
they
store
are
to buy.
They're becoming so overpopulated around here too. Yeah. I almost hit a deer almost every single time I drive home.
That's real. That's real.
It's bad in the fall.
Yeah,
that's why deer hunting is good in Wisconsin too, because it eliminates the population and
during the rut,
get hit by cars
during the rut, which is happening kind of right now, where they mate and shit or something. Like they move around like a shit ton. It's fucking crazy. But going on to my bust, I mean this could be a social simp because this author could be a social simp. So I guess it's a social simp and bust. But the audacity to think that someone put out the idea that Mitch Trubisky from the Bears would be a good fit for the Vikings, like what a fucking joke. He wrote an article. Trevor Squire of Heavy.com wrote a full-on article with research and analysis on why Mitch Trubisky would be a good fit for Minnesota's system and why they could pick him up and why he could potentially be the quarterback in 2021. The fact that I had to read that, you know, in the mix of all the politics bullshit, and I saw that, like, dude, that's a bust for me.
How do you fake news?
No, but the idea that I see that, I'm like, dude, that what the fuck? Like, that's just a joke. Like, it's just someone that actually is thinking that way. What a joke. So that's just my bust, just seeing that. Like, this, like, puts me through a loop. Like, what the fuck are you... What? Like, I can see articles about me, Justin Fields or someone that hasn't been drafted. Mitch Trubisky, are you kidding me?
He's fucking horrible.
We were there when he was drafted in Philly for the draft, and the outbreak of laughter to see the fucking Bears give up the house to like draft Trubisky when in all like honesty, they would have gotten him anyway because the Niners would have drafted Solomon Thomas. Like, dude, it was like fucking hilarious. Like,
they could have got
so
Mahomes.
Bad. I mean, that's hindsight and like that's
Mahomes or Watson.
Right.
Yeah. That one's like whole, like different story and right. Like, you know, stupidity and everything. But just seeing like the Bears give up the house to get Trubisky was hilarious.
That befuddles me.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Whatever. But whatever.
Better back him than Sean Mannion. Fuck that guy.
Sean Mannion. Oh my gosh. People with the
circling
fact,
back around.
The fact that people actually wanted to put Sean Mannion over Kirk when they were struggling, which is beyond me. But that's a whole different debate. Whatever. Wags, what is your boom and bust?
I liked how E. White on the mic did it, right? He started off with the bust. He got the
bad
sad
news. Bad news first. Give me the
bad
news.
We're going to end on a good note. Well, end the show on a good note.
R.I.P. to the legend, Alex Trebek. He passed away Sunday morning. Obviously, the legendary host of Jeopardy. The dude obviously was how do you guys know how long he was on air?
Dude, I fucking
since
forever.
The
70s, 80s,
way before 80s. Any of us were born. He's
well
been on
before,
air.
Yeah.
Retire the show, yeah. Like for real.
You can't give it to anyone else.
He hosted multiple shows while sick with cancer. Like, I mean, this dude was just a straight up
warrior.
He was
a baller.
He was a fighter.
You know, it's sad that he's gone from the earth, but he did do some amazing things while he was here. So yeah, rest in peace to
host
Alex
of one
Trebek.
Of the greatest shows.
Also, you know, check out SNL when Will Ferrell plays Alex Trebek. That shit's great.
Those are one of my favorite comedic bits of all time, not even just from SNL. It's just, and they had Sean Connery, a rip to him as well, but the guy who played Sean Connery, they had what's the guy's name?
Spit it out, shit
snap.
He has
his own show. He plays Turd Ferguson, or he plays Burt Reynolds.
Norm McDonald.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, it's so
he's
fucking
funny.
He played Turd Ferguson, and Will Ferrell plays Alex Trebek. Yeah, you got to look it up. Like, there was a new one they made like a few years ago when Will Ferrell returned and stuff, but look at the ones from the 90s. Like, oh my gosh, it was the funniest shit. R.I.P.
And then my boom, since it's the last boom, can I get a Paul Allen boom?
Boom!
There we go. My
That wasn't a soundboard.
Delivered.
Quality.
My boom, of course, is Minnesota running backs. What, Mo Ibrahim, back-to-back, four touchdown games, back-to-back, 200 yards from scrimmage games. Absolutely amazing. And, of course, Dalvin Cook, let's just say it, best running back in the league. Right now, he's the best running back in the league. It's exciting to watch. Every single time he touches the ball, you think something crazy is about to happen. Super fun to watch. So that's a huge boom. Minnesota has some great running backs right now.
And shout out to even the backup. Like, both
Madison,
teams.
Yeah.
Madison and even, like, Trayson Potts for the Gophers and Cam Wiley, these
yeah,
freshmen.
Potts guy was insane.
They look, even that Cam Wiley, who I think returns kickoffs, like, those guys are some fast motherfuckers. Like those are like seriously, like,
well, and even against the Lions, Amir Abdullah, that's the third string running back, scored a touchdown.
We are the land of running backs right now, at least in the last few weeks.
No longer 10,000 lakes.
Amir Abdullah, former Nebraska bug eater. Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, former Nebraska bug eater.
Former bug eater, but
true, man.
But whatever. But I think that's I think it's a good place to wrap up. E White on the mic. You want to plug yourself?
E-White on the mic.
E-White
on the mic. It's E like the letter, White like the color on the MIC. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We on KDWB 6 to midnight, Monday through Friday. You already fucking know. And
you
know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm cool. We good.
TikTok. Plug your TikTok.
I already said the TikTok.
Yeah,
the TikTok's the vibe.
Same name.
E-White on the mic.
But the TikTok's the vibe for sure. That's the only social media I'm like relatively relevant on. So
yep.
We
going,
out here,
I'm
bro.
Saying. Rock vodka.
Cheers.
Rock vodka.
Can I ask you something?
Oh, my gosh.
You can do J-Rock stuff all day. It's so fucking funny. But yeah, we want to thank Eric.
Eric?
We yelled at him like mom.
Yeah,
so I was going to say,
Eric, get your ass up here.
Get your ass up here. But no, we do want to thank you, E-White, on the mic for coming on the show. We really enjoyed you having here. But for all you listening again, this was the Minnesota Rundown presented by 10,000 Takes. Make sure to give us a follow on social media at 10K Takes. And then on Twitter, also find us on Facebook, 10,000 Takes. Instagram at 10K Takes, YouTube 10,000 Takes, also our TikTok, the Dick Docker, like we like to call it weirdly, at 10K Takes. Check us out on there. Also, we launched kind of a newly designed website. www.10ktakesmn.com.
Presented by WordPress.
So no longer the 10K Dash Takes that we've been advertising. Presented by WordPress. It's on there. You can check it out. 10ktakesmn.com. But for all you listening, I am JJ. Journalist Jake. I was joined by Wags and Boss Man and E-White on the mic. Make sure to check them out on KWB. Peace out. Have a good week.
See you later.
Cheers.